Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. Got going on here tonight, man. Yeah, hope everybody had a good one today. Welcome y'all to another week of the show, man. Look like Rhodey over there at the Cinco de Mayo, man, had a pretty good turnout for the race up there. Nice shootout. Seen a few grudge racing going on. All that good stuff, man. If y'all haven't, though, may y'all go to the Texas Grudge Committee page and add it and post y'all videos and stuff on there. Y'all races, if y'all want to get credit for them for the end of the year. If we got anybody on with any upcoming events or anything of that nature that y'all want to put out there, upcoming events, announcements, anything like that, man, now is the time that y'all come on and speak y'all peace. Nah, man, definitely want to start the show off by sending condolences, man, to Jermaine Flowers, to his family, man, and seeing he passed the other day. He had a tough fight, and he been fighting for the longest, man, and I'm sure everybody then encountered Jay in one way or the other, whether hearing him on the show or on Facebook. Very outspoken young brother. And then, yeah, also, man, want to send prayers to Dre, too, man. He's been in the hospital and stuff, man. Praying for old Dre, man. Send prayers out to Dre, man, for his situation, and hope he get better soon. I spoke with him earlier. He's doing a lot better than when I talked to him the other day, so definitely, you know, keep that brother lifted in prayers too, man. Let's see here. Other than that, man. We're gonna have the I guess my bad reporter. Hopefully he don't fall asleep on us tonight. And he'll give us the bad report from last week that he was supposed to give before he fell asleep. And then also get a bad report for this week. So I guess we're going to make sure we get him on here a little earlier than we tried to get him last week so he don't go to sleep on us and we can get the bad report out there. Have a little something to fuss about, I guess. We know somebody ain't going to agree with us up. That's for sure. Man, yeah, like I say, man, anybody got any upcoming events or anything, man, y'all? Press the one button. I know we got Alley Cat coming up at the end of the month. Labor Day. Memorial Day race, and then got Lorenzo coming up at the first of next month. With Memorial Day for Alley Cat, and then Lorenzo the week after that with the Rumble in the Jungle 8. All right, so let's see, man. I can't get nobody out of the queue right now. Hold on then. Y'all hold tight. Give me a second. Hold tight. We'll be right back. Yeah, man. Man, we get anybody on here that went to the race, man, last week, man, to give us a little old race report of what went down and how the event was for those that didn't go. And what went on, I know I seen got doggone Blueberry Muffin. Got their butt kicked against that nasty car. Yeah, Derrick Kelly and the California car grudge race. Pretty good race there. Man, I don't know what else I missed. Shotwell got his butt kicked out there. Who else? Joel. Got doggone Joel, that wild hog. They took a beating against that El Camino. I don't know, maybe they had some more grudge racing than me. Y'all come on, press the one button, let me know what else I might have not seen on the Facebook and the live feed. For those that was there, man, goddamn. Man, can y'all hear me? Somebody press the one button. Goddamn, tell me, can y'all hear me? Oh, I'm just talking to myself and ain't nobody hear me, so, man, I don't know what the hell going on in here. Shit. God damn. Hey,
that
hello,
B, what's
Larry.
God damn,
what's up?
Deal?
God
man,
damn.
What happened?
Hey, shit, I'm just trying to wonder, is my mic working? Shit. God damn, I can't get
yeah,
nobody
I
out the bushes, man.
Is the show on?
Is the show on, man? Wiz, what's going on, Wiz?
Not much. No, you're not talking to yourself.
Okay. I'm like, damn, ain't nobody. I'm trying to get a race report from the weekend, Larry. You was up there, man. What you seen this weekend up there in Dallas, man? Who you seen, man?
About that bullshit. Where Joe is so I can get on his ass. He want to be always talking about somebody else. Right? Where is he at? Where is his ass at? Man, them people charging $25 to get in. $50, another $25 to park back in the pit by the pit. They charged a total of $50 for that shit. It was $50 getting that motherfucker. Man, I don't know what's going on.
And did you get your $50 worth? Are you mad because y'all got y'all ass kicked in the grudge?
Hell, right? I couldn't even get my $25 worth. Shit. I was trying to work on...
I'll try to work on my $25 work first. Me, I'm on the phone. What you want?
What's up?
Damn it, boy.
My nigga. Hold on,
JP.
All right.
Wiz, you went seeing some racing this weekend, or you just laid low?
Nah, I just laid low, but I'll be out there not the weekend coming, but the following weekend, Justin Curry and Gold Dust, they got their race at Houston Raceway.
Space City Showdown.
Yeah.
Big time, yeah. Yeah,
that
used to
be
a pretty good event.
Yeah, sir. Man, Louisiana went down to Mississippi and got tore up.
Man, goddamn, they went down there and got their ass whooped all the whole weekend.
Yep.
Oh,
went
man.
Where they went to? The Prentice, huh? Down there
yeah.
in Prentice, Mississippi.
Yep.
Finish line?
Yep.
Damn it. That definitely ain't good then, God dog. I've been seeing the posts. I ain't been in the group like I normally be seeing what's going on, but I've been seeing a couple posts here and there how they got their butt whipped. Larry, go on mute, Larry.
Man, I'm jamming, man. There ain't nobody else talking. Let me get some excitement going on. Well, what's the next event coming up, man? Shit. Is anybody on the phone?
Yeah. Hold on. 832-9924. Who we got?
Hey, you know who this is? Oh, man. Now the fucking rat want to talk.
Yeah, what's going on? How the hell are y'all doing?
Oh, we good. What's going
we doing
on
all
with
right,
you?
And you, brother?
Good. Just want to let y'all know I lost my voice, so if I don't sound right or if I don't sound like Eddie Cat, yeah, it's me, goddammit. It's me.
Yeah, when have you ever sounded right, first of all?
Well, okay, then, well, then you know it's me then.
Yes, sir. That's why I spoke up on it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. JP, how the lines are? Are the lines hot? They full? You want me to wait?
Oh, they still coming in here, man. Whenever you want, man. We about half capacity right now. If you want to wait a little while, let everybody know what you got coming up, man. It's up to you,
okay,
brother.
Okay, I'll wait. I'll wait about another 10 more minutes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause,
all right.
You know, you got these stragglers, they be on here, then they, man, what did he say? Say it again. I ain't no goddamn parrot. They keep on repeating that shit all night.
Yes, sir. Hold on, let's see here. Dre, your mic open.
Do.
Hey, man.
What's going
man,
on, Dre?
Nothing else to do over there. He sounded like a parrot already.
Hey, man. Dre, where you been at, Dre? Everything all right?
Yes, I'm getting better, sir.
Man, it's good to hear from you, brother. I ain't heard from you.
Hey,
you
man,
know where
he talking at. Shit, so he all right now.
Yeah, he on that 10th floor with them punks at. You know where he at.
Well, I'm getting out. I'm going to hurry up and get out so I can see you.
Yeah.
It ain't so.
Yeah,
how you feeling over there, Dre?
Oh, man, I'm feeling a whole lot better than last week, JP. When I say nigga, I was like, it showed me unresponsive and everything. I was responding to a certain thing, but goddamn, by the time I got to the hospital, I was laid out.
Damn it, boy.
Hey, man.
Yeah, well, the Lord didn't see fit for you to go nowhere. You still here, so.
Yeah, that's true. So, I'm going to have to change up a few eating habits and all that old shit. I was drinking them goddamn Red Bulls and trying to work at the same hell no. That shit had my heart beating 240, man. 240
heart trying to jump.
Huh?
Heart trying to jump out
your
chest.
That Red Bull speeds your heart up in a goddamn heartbeat.
At Red Bull, that's some bad stuff. It took Kevin Samuels last week.
Oh, that's what they're saying, that took him out?
No, but I've been watching him for a couple of years. Man, he was drinking that stuff like it was water.
Yeah. That got him. Like they say, Red Bull give you wings, and they motherfucker, and they mean that.
Yeah, they ain't lying about that part.
I almost flew you up out of here, Trey. Sires, your mic open, Sires.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up? How y'all doing, man? Y'all all right?
What's going on? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dre. What's up, Dre? Good to hear you, baby. Yeah.
Can't hear you, Dre. Can't hear you.
I'm just waiting to get this shit done Friday, and I'm heading home, bro.
take it slow for a little while. I ain't going to be just wild and not working. Hell no, I'm going to take me a little while off.
Yes, sir.
I might show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man, help his will, man.
I might show up at a camp, man. I don't know. I might not. Well, yeah, I know. That's my birthday weekend. I'm going to be a ignorant motherfucker and go out there.
You might not want to go out there, man. Alicat might try to push you down, man.
Well, if he do, I got something to get him up off me.
Yes, sir.
See, I keep a nigga beater with me. It's a damn baton. It ain't got 28 inches. And once I hit your head with it, you're going to drop.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Larry,
where you at, man?
Hey, what the car? Y'all ain't hearing y'all saying not a damn thing about that car.
That's good, ain't it? It's called Chill and Be Still.
Yeah, well, y'all should have did that. Y'all should have did that before y'all learned a valuable lesson.
Well, sometimes it takes the bump of your head to learn, so we learn. So now that's what we doing.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Kev.
Yeah, what's going down?
JP.
No, man, come on. It's your time, baby. It's your time. Shit.
Oh, okay.
We rocking and rolling, huh?
All right, well, man, we in our stride for May 29th, Sunday at HMP, the annual Memorial Day race. It's full of effect. Appreciate everybody come out and support. I changed my format up. I don't know if anybody noticed it or not. There would not be any 580, 70, or 490 index that Sunday. We just going to do one or two shootouts, and the rest going to be grudge racing. I'm trying to head in another direction. A lot of guys have told me over the years they don't like index races with a lot of the fans and the grudge races that they speak. So I'm trying to listen to them that they don't care for index racing. So I say, okay, well, let's try it. So this time I'm going to have the old school back half. I got an 8-car shootout. I'm putting together a 4-car shootout as we speak. And we got about 4 grudge races already. I just haven't been on Facebook as I've been. I do apologize. I've been working a lot of overtime, so my time is very limited. But these next few days, I'm going to be posting for you quite a bit. So if you can, just read the information, like it, spread the word, come out and support. Now, what I really want to talk about is the prep track. Yeah, I know I say it was going to be slick prep for the back half. What I plan on doing for the grudge races, I'm going to try to get y'all together about 9:30 because it's going to be hot. So 9:30 is a good time. We're going to try to do about 4 or 5 grudge races within that hour. And within that hour, we're going to stop the action and let Dean treat the track for the radio guys that do have radio. Yeah, we're going to tighten the track up for you guys. So if you have a grudge race, let's try to do this between 9 and 10 o'clock. If that makes it really ain't no different from when we had radio, when Dean got to stop the track and do 28 no time. Shootout, he stops the action and do the track. So this time, I'm letting the grudge racers be on the grand stage. So if you have a grudge race, let's try to do this. Do your grudge racing between 9 and 10. By 9 and 10, we're going to do as many as we can, and then we'll go back to the OG back half, and then when we get some more grudge racing, we'll stop action again and treat the track. So,
say,
yeah,
Cal,
I will. Well, but we don't worry about that right now. But the guys that want to grudge race with radio, I'm doing this for you guys. I didn't say it specifically, but I got a little call, some calls from other guys that told me, mentioned to me to go over it because a lot of guys was concerned. Yeah, I will treat the track, tighten the track up for you guys. I have no problem with that. And right now we got about 8 to 10 old school back half that's committed to come. So, but right now we just trying to get this back to where we don't do nothing but shootout and grudge racing. So, you know, it might be a hit and miss, but just be patient with me. I'm working on this, and probably in September I may do a all steel, all glass class as well. You know, I'm just trying to I'm changing up the damn whole platform. So work with me, help me out. Back to you, JP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cat, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
This old school,
yes, sir,
back half. Now, am I gonna get,
yeah,
to see? You say old school back half, they going to be all big tie Willie Ball old school back half on slicks, or
well,
is it going to be a mixture of both?
Well, the way I look at it, it could be a mixture of both, because at the end of the day, your tuner has to get you down the track. It don't matter if it's on a slick track or a radio track. It don't matter if you got big tires or Willie Ball. I'm not putting a lot of rules out there for the back half cars. Yes,
uh-huh,
they can have Willie balls.
Okay.
Yes, they can. They can have small tires. They can have slick. They can have radio. If you can tune that car and get it down the track, and I done seen a lot of radio guys go down a slick track, but I just ain't never said nothing. But it's all up to the tuner.
Yeah. It definitely can happen. I just was asking,
yeah,
as far as the, you know, when you said old school back half, I just thought of, you know, maybe all of them, them older guys with them big tire cars, you know, they've been sitting up,
well,
just coming out, putting on the
JP
show, you know.
JP, you know, one of them that I already think that's going to start heading this way real soon.
That
damn
that?
Candyman.
Yeah.
Come down here
and destroy everything.
Yeah, I spoke,
yeah,
with Candyman. He say he coming. It's about 3 or 4 cars out of Dallas, back half cars that's supposed to be coming. Hidalgo's supposed to be coming. Darryl Usher, the Budget Boys, that they gotta be, that they have about 3 back half cars. They coming. We got a Pizzino. Y'all remember Pizzino? The
oh,
orange 69.
With the orange.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming. So like I say, if y'all know somebody with an old school back half and is sitting in the garage, tell them about the event. I'm just trying something new. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a fried nigga, boy.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got them trying to come.
Well, no, don't waste your time on that.
Yes, sir.
Shit. Hey, you can't wait. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
214-7440, your mic open. What you got?
Hey, what up, fellas?
What's up, Joel?
Yo. Hello. What up? Etiquette.
Yes, sir.
What up, boss? Hey, I like how you trying to do that. I think it's a good idea. It's a good change up. You know, try something new, something different, or whatever, to keep you just following the norm, the easy norm, shall I say. But I got one question or one concern that I feel like it might be a little hiccup. You said that the radio guys, the grudge races, whatever, you're gonna try to put them on like between nine and ten, right?
Yeah.
So typically, you know, grudge racers or radio guys, they like to make one shake or two. When are they gonna be able to shake down if the track not gonna be where they feel like it's supposed to be at until 9?
Well, the problem is, the whole issue is, that they just need to let me know as a group when are they ready to make a shake. I don't have no problem with that. But at the same token, we at an event, we're not going to shake all night either. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I agree with that. I agree. But I'm just asking because you already know how it goes. You know, so I just wanted to just put that in your head so you can have maybe a game plan for that. Because you know, motherfuckers, I'm like, I need to make a pass before you run type shit. So,
hey, Joe,
even though it is
y'all,
race day,
y'all
so.
Y'all kind of special.
You say what?
Y'all always want to make a damn shake. Now, when you come to the track, you're going to be ready to go.
What are you talking about, y'all?
Well, y'all talking about making a shake, now. That's that. Y'all, I know you got a girl, right?
We done came out of the trailer last 3 weeks in a row. What are you talking about?
Oh, you there?
You catch up.
Congratulations, my bad. Congratulations.
Yeah, go back on
you. I heard you got the ass whooped, bitch. I did hear that.
Yep. Yeah, we lost. Ain't no big deal. You can't win them all.
Man, you sure can't. Well, I applaud you for going out there. I'm glad you went out there. Let me know you got some kahuna. And you starting to come off the trailer.
I've been coming off the trailer since goddamn me 2014. What are you talking about?
No, I don't believe that, though.
You ain't got to believe it.
Show me all them old videos then when you came straight out the ramps.
214-1193, your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, this the guest host, man. The guest host. I'm here, man.
Oh, shit. Here go that man, y'all.
What's up, man?
I'm going to let them talk for a minute. Hey, Drake, I'm happy to hear you too, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, ain't nothing wrong, Drake.
I think you're trying to say I miss you or something. I miss you too, my nigga.
No,
one love, baby.
I'll be lying, man. I don't do no lying. I don't do that.
What's the topic, JP? I just got on. I'm a little slow today.
We ain't got one, man.
Y'all coming down there with that thing over the weekend. I mean, you had a car race.
Huh?
Y'all bring that blue thing down there.
I'm solo, bro. I'm like zero money.
So you ain't playing a train racing no more. What you trying to say?
Me and my brother run 1D, baby.
Oh, okay.
Somebody on Bluetooth on your radio?
Well, you know, it sounds like Leroy saying shit. They rolling 1 deep, so ain't no more all them niggas that used to claim they were with us.
Oh, no, man. We 1 deep now, baby. One band, one sound, baby.
I want them motherfuckers with that green mother. I want them motherfuckers from that, with that green motherfucker out of Dallas to get on back out there. They prolonging and shit.
So did I hear Alicat on the show while ago?
Yeah.
He was just seeing what he had going on for this event.
Cat, I'm part time promoting, you know what I'm saying? You need some grub races locked in, I got you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Part time promoting right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me what we got shaking. I'm putting my foot on somebody's neck. What we got?
Well right now we got Scrappy. Scrappy is available. He's looking for a race. Out of K-Dog camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, K-Dog is already locked in with Tim Logan with Miss Graham that they locked in last night.
Oh, Tim Logan. Tim Logan.
Yeah. You already know that.
That ain't gonna happen.
I'm also gonna make six shake now and say, oh, man, I'm not ready.
I'm broke.
Yeah, that's it, you know. I thought I was the only one that knew that, but yeah, I see you caught on to the procedure at hand, too. Now, Scrappy is looking for a race.
Trouble Troy, you might go.
No, I was trying to tell Ellicott to tell the rest of the race. You know, Tim Logan already locked in. Puck already sent.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
so it's already locked.
He didn't tell you the rest of the race, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Logan getting a 1-1.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
That's
us trying to support our local promoter, man. We just doing something, Dre.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm going back on mute, so I'm cutting the grass.
Hey, do my man Richard Jackson still got a motor in his car?
No,
hey,
no, the car show.
I don't know.
Richard Jackson car is sold.
Yeah, it sold already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sold.
Okay. Hey, so you got an old school back half shootout, right?
Yes, sir.
Are any of them guys engaging in the first round? Or are they just in the shootout?
They in the shootout, you know. But I'm pretty sure eventually, once they get on the property and they eyeball everybody, that you know it might be something, you know.
Okay.
Because this is something new we haven't did in damn near 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
All
right.
Man, so, I'm gonna be for real about it. You know who's gonna win it, huh? That orange motherfucker. Everybody love that orange motherfucker. That was a bad
one
when it stopped. Hell yeah.
Hey, Ellicott.
Yeah.
Hey, also you know Bud Morgan made a return for the better this past weekend. You might wanna hit him up, see if he'll come down there.
Yeah, me and Bud talked today.
Okay.
So
he know a lot of them old school backhand guys. So you know,
right.
If you can get him on board, yeah, that'll probably help out too.
Have you talked to any of the other Dallas racers around here, like the Tonys and
yeah.
you know the.
Yeah, I talked to Candyman and it's a couple other guys that I did talk to. I have a list at home that I sat down and I hit about 18 guys. Total,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
Some of them say that their cars is down. Some of them say, "Yeah, I like that." You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Go back over the list in the next couple of days.
He still got that mess. He still got that mess, man.
Who would you say, Dre?
Slack Pan.
Nah. He don't race that car no more. That car.
I know he ain't racing no more, but I know he still got it.
It ain't no more.
Joe, you back up.
I appreciate it. I fell off.
He like that big wheel race. He been winning in there, so find something you like. Stay with it. And by the way, go
Joe.
The other way against Pazino, I'm going to say Pazino going to win the whole thing.
Joe, y'all going down there? Yo.
It's in the brain.
Which car, Marcus or Trey?
It might be both. I don't know yet. I want to say both, but you know how it is with other people and other, you know, they plan with holidays and all that shit. So I just wait too close to the weekend. But I mean, you know, to that week.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, I'm going to let y'all know the day before the race, That's my day. So meet me at the Cracker Barrel on 45 so we can have something to eat, man.
On Saturday?
Yeah, meet me at the Cracker Barrel on 45 in Richard Road.
You remember that blue month? You remember that blue Malibu, Joe?
What blue Malibu? To my bootacious or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
Yeah. I think you got some dope on there.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking for him anyway.
Take a look at him. No, his name Bodacious or Boodacious or something.
Bodacious, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, I'm looking at him anyway. Mm-hmm. Him,
oh,
El Camino,
oh, oh,
goddamn.
What about Cold Smoke?
That's the Cold Smoke.
I don't know who that is.
Man, Cold Smoke ain't blowing no smoke. Shit. Motherfucker ain't racing. Moby Dick was a mental. Shit. We talking about somebody relevant right now, man.
I thought Cold Smoke still was getting out there.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know who Cold Smoke is. What is it?
Exactly. We're talking about something that can possibly happen.
Hey, what about that dude that used to have that car? Oh, X-O-30. They never fixed that car.
Hey,
I'm here to get something. Yeah.
Man, X-O-30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They was riding all right.
Where Bushnell live, Dre? What y'all got going on?
Oh, man, we in the lab, man. We ain't doing too much. To be continued.
Okay. Righteous. Where my main man, Mr. Jones, at? Mr. Jones, get out there.
I don't think he's calling me.
I don't know. Everybody say, Mr. Jones been quiet, shit. I don't know.
Well, I can call him.
Ethan, your mic open. King B, your mic open.
Oh, you're calling. You're calling, Drake.
I'm going to have to do my homework for you. Etiquette.
Mr. Jones, come
on.
Yeah, who might entertain Mr. Jones? Maybe.
Etiquette, I'm going to have to do my homework for you. This is a little rough for me. I got to see who's coming down there, man. But I can put two calls together.
Joe.
What up?
You take them folks back to one more. Where K-Dog is? K-Dog, Joe, bring you a lawnmower back.
I don't believe in taking shit that's gonna cost me after work.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you since we got Ethan on here. Shit, Dallas was the first to do it shit this past weekend. You wanna tell you what happened? Hey, we got some shit for you too. What we got? Man, Dallas was the first to do it. We had the first 14-year-old beat the goddamn shit out of somebody out of Houston. I'm going on you.
Oh, wait.
He said Dallas did what?
He talking about JD.
Say,
Got it.
He didn't beat the shit out of him. He got that man.
Yeah,
man.
They say scrap.
Put that man on the trailer.
Not a 14-year-old.
Nah, Joe. I said what I said. Beat the goddamn shit out of motherfucker. I'm going back on you.
Damn, so made him load up and head back north, head back south.
Oh, that was Scrapper son driving?
No.
No.
That was Ted. That's... That was Ted grandson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forget his name.
I got his
sister too. Yeah, Sean.
Sean.
Oh, he
wooed
somebody from
that?
You?
Damn.
Yeah, he fucked up shot with him.
Ethan,
Hey, man.
I was talking about James.
A real live street car with a
Nah, not James. Hey, Joe, get up out of my home. He had technical difficulties, man.
Hold on, B. They're going to race for you right there for Alicat race. See if they'll lock back in. See a shower, lock him back in down there. He got to see if he fixed his transmission.
He got a brand new one.
Joe, what you coming with?
Hear me, B?
Hello. Yeah, I heard you. I'm
going to
call you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I fuck with Shotwell. I just got taken down and he got fucked up. But if he get a chance, I'm gonna be with him again. If he get a chance, I'm gonna fuck with Shotwell too. But that's what I'm saying. Since Shotwell lost by technical difficulty, see if Ted and the grandson come down there for a rematch.
I told one of them niggas down there. Bump down here with his motherfucking bit. And the nigga denied it.
Damn it, boy. Uh-oh, here goes Shotwell. Come on, Shotwell. Your mic open, man.
I tried to defend you, bro. You know what I'm saying? They jumped on me too fast.
Hey, I heard somebody told me to call in. My name was being spoken by.
Yeah, they said you
was on
your list.
Truck in Dallas.
King B said you the first one that fucked up my Dallas car. My Dallas kid, that's it.
Shit, I was, man. Nigga beat me.
So he said, is you looking for that rematch, JD?
Huh?
He said, is you looking for that rematch?
Yeah, rematch. He coming down here?
At Cat Race.
He coming down?
And I'm Brandon can probably set it up.
Yeah, give me some get back, man. I'm kind of retarded, man. I don't think you can beat me unless you beat me twice.
I see what I'm doing, I call you.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Shotwell, I want to go back to him and say, I gotta get my money back. I like you, you just have some problems. Say, why they won't bring Silver Dollar down here and let him make a scrap account and lock me in and get that over with? Silver Dollar broke on Thursday, Friday.
Hey, put a pin in it, bro, or something. What they gonna do? What they gonna do about that little car riding? I'm pretty sure Stephen might try him.
What car is it?
The one they ran on Critter Tony now with.
Who, Nasty?
Nasty.
Yeah.
Troy, what he do it?
Troy, will y'all do that?
There's going to be a strong decline.
What you say? I'm cutting the grass. What you say?
He said, will you run that? They saying, will you try Nasty?
Nah. I know y'all are trying with the gram, though. I know y'all are trying with Miss Graham.
Yeah, there you go, Jay. So have y'all talked to Mr. Ali? Yes. And see if they'll come down.
Yeah, see if I live around Black Mama. Black Mama supposed to be there.
Who is that?
DC Cover.
Come on, B man, how you gonna be the hype man and you don't even know who the people live, man? Come on, B.
I guess I didn't hear him say Black Mamba. Yeah, I know who DC is.
That's my boy.
Oh, okay, okay.
So DC supposed to run? You saying DC to run Scrappy?
No, Ali.
Oh, Ali.
No, they what? Trying to draw down on the Dallas folks. They want to draw down on the Dallas folks. He said Ali.
So what about Scrappy and Old Red? That's a good race.
Nah, what about Old Red and Miss Graham? That's the race.
Mhm.
You really want to talk about it?
Hey, y'all can't even get them people to come down there, man. It's gonna be a million and one steps for coming down
here. I guarantee they'll come down there if y'all lock it in.
Hold on. Before I get this weed back, so you asking all these racists and motherfuckers, what wild hog at? You bringing it down here?
We just talked about that about 10 minutes ago.
I'm cutting grass. I ain't listening to y'all. I'm asking you a question right now.
I said we'll decide it a week of because it's a holiday weekend.
Give me one and one with black.
Hey, that motherfucker got gas so bad, you better not bring that low motherfucker down there.
You said one and one with black again?
Yeah, give me one and one with black.
With what car? With your colors?
Yeah, with my colors. Give me one and one, shit.
Oh, shit.
You can probably do that.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, let me know when you're going back on mute.
Oh, shit.
So basically what he's saying is he don't have no control if the car gonna be there yet, so he gotta see if the
exactly.
car
man, look, man, exactly. Don't come in here saving nobody, Brandon. Don't do that.
No.
I just said it a while ago.
What are you talking about?
That man doesn't.
No, for real.
You won't hear that.
He said it. I just said it before y'all came on here.
I ain't gonna say it to nobody. Go ahead, get out.
Listen to me, man. If we've been hearing the same story for 6 months or better, what is that?
I'll be right back. Is he wolfing?
King B made a good point, and he's going to try to shut it out. You said something earlier. That's a checking call.
It's called wolfing. But he did say if the car, you know, when I asked him if the car was going to be there, he said he can't make that call, because of whatever.
If you can't make no calls, you don't need to be talking like you know man, talking about you gonna give somebody the one on one, and then you gonna turn around and say I'm gonna get back with you, make it sound like you're the boy.
Basically, what you're saying is you can't be the lawyer, and you can't make a call on the car.
That means you're the little boy. Listen, one more time, little boy.
Another thing. While we on the subject of that, Troy ain't got no business getting no one and one from no blacks with a damn heavy ass car he got. But he did that. That's cool. You supposed to jump all over that, lawyer or not. That's easy money, supposedly.
I think
right?
I think Troy and Heat over there. He asked
that's
for that
what
race
I'm saying.
Too.
He been taking
God
it so
damn
long. You know how you want something shit so bad. He been taking it so long. He just doing some crazy stuff. Now, last week, Mr. Man, Mr. What we call him? Leprechaun. Lucky Leprechaun jumped
Leprechaun
his out of there last week and jumped on that El Camino. That El Camino drug is there. Now he getting on the show quiet tonight. Talk about how you got your
ass. Nah, but K-Dawg, you got y'all got to drive to the other side of town. Check on Troy, man. He got heat exhaustion.
He just telephone call him. Guess what? Guess what, bro? Guess what? He drives, and that's on him. All we do is gamble with him. So he know the consequences. He know we ride with him, and he driving. So it's what it is.
Hey, man. Shit. Oh, Lord. You got
to take that. All I do is line him up in bed. That's all we can do.
It sounded like it was a whole lot of
capping
in this motherfucker.
So ain't this the race where Randy said he'll come down there and run Troy? This is the race, correct?
He's one of them.
No.
Of them
no, he said he got a team because he's going to
Pennsylvania.
There
you go.
Oh, okay.
Dallas did it first.
He's on the
Dallas
floor, man. He's on the
Dallas did it first.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I
was 3-0 this weekend.
I said, K-Dawg, y'all find that lawnmower?
Listen to me good. That man cut them four. It's just like he had to borrow this stuff. He needed a lawnmower to cut somebody else's grass. But he did them a solid. He cut their grass, so he good for 3 weeks. He'll bring the lawnmower back in about another week. he did a solid.
Yeah. Damn.
The man went viral for doing a good deed, man. Then another thing, Ethan, and I live here. I can't understand how a man take 30 minutes to cut your grass. You got him on your camera, and nobody go to your house. Your ring don't tell you somebody in your yard. How you don't see that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Port Arthur's not that big, man. You can get anywhere in Port Arthur in 15 minutes. This man cut your whole yard, waited, got him a drink of water, and finished your yard, and you didn't catch him.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to get YouTube famous.
Hey, you see where it came from, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, I see it. And you got out of it. I had to laugh about it.
It came back, it said, Dallas, Texas TV.
Hey, K-Dawg, Etiquette said y'all was looking for a race with Scrappy. Is anybody that you down here that you looking for down here in particular so I know who to call?
Look, man, not to be funny, Brandon, we got a new motto the first top of the year. I said we're not going to chase nobody, but if it comes to us, we like it. We ain't going to turn too much.
Right.
Last year
right.
We jumped through everybody and things didn't go our way. This time we're going to walk down and try to get them all,
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. But I mean, Scrappy is gonna be there. If he got to be there. He got a race. He's gonna be there. Not be chilling.
Right. Gotcha.
Those are.
Gotcha.
So we wouldn't mind getting Iron Man back, but I don't think he's ready. Just the ones we didn't look at before. We'll try to do something with, or if something we feel like we got action with, we'll try.
Hey, Iron Man, he do have oil pressure, but he need to test, so don't count him out.
We'll wait on him. We'll wait on Iron Man, because we know he's going to race. He don't have to wait to see and the holiday. We know Iron Man going to get out. If he got oil pressure, he's going to get out.
Yeah.
We'll see what that's going. We'll see how that go, bro. You can work on somebody else.
Yeah. I just need to know who's going to be there, man. I can't do nothing if I don't know who's going to be there.
J.R. Crooked take 1-1.
Well, I can't say that because J.R. Quick car is still down, but he's bringing his brother car. And I really don't know anything about that car. All thing I know is it's red. It's a red Mustang. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question though. So can we get something like a bad Nana and a white chocolate race? Both of them from the same area, right?
Right.
Nah, they way away from him.
They ain't gonna race him.
I'll say they way away from him. White chocolate and them about 2 hours away.
White Shotgun and them say right now.
And nine.
Hey,
that's,
Troy.
I'm
hey, dog.
Nine ain't no good like that.
Hold on,
Dre.
Hold on, Dre. Go on mute, Dre. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Came back.
Yeah, go ahead. He said he got to wait to see what he look like for this.
So you interrupted his show
and
tell us the same thing you told us for you.
You goddamn right. You goddamn
Dre,
right.
Go ahead.
He said the week of, he'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dre, I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dre.
This time, don't interrupt our show with that.
Y'all, you off that same shit the week of.
We have a dead moment for you to come in with that nonsense.
The week of, y'all get that same energy.
Dre, go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, man.
So what if you do like a special something like where they get. Damn, somebody got a lot of noise.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man, I hear that shit. God damn.
Yeah, I need to put my phone on me. JP found that shit.
I'm trying to find it.
Who that was? Oh, it looks like they stopped, man.
Oh, no,
still
that
there.
Shit ain't stopped. That shit ain't
stopped.
They
got the phone
yeah,
in the
background.
That's probably
there
that.
There you go. All right, so what if you do, Cat, what if you do something like a special guest appearance or some shit for them two cars, you know what I'm saying? Like a, Galen and them used to do that shit where where he would run that wild horse what's the name of that thing? You know what I'm saying? But like somewhere where the best two out of three with them two cars run each other if they don't both grudge race, you know what I'm saying?
Right, like a match race.
You looking for a match race? Yeah, that's a match.
Like a match race. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That'd be good.
Let's get us two cars together.
No, that's what I'm talking about them two cars, like White Chocolate and Bad Nana. Since don't neither one of them grudge race. You know what I'm saying? Like, see if they'll do a match race together.
Okay.
My car ain't ready.
Hey, good. That misses down, man.
Hey,
nah, not
Lorenzo,
you.
They was asking about you earlier.
Yeah, my car ain't red. I'm gonna check on it. Tomorrow, Friday.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
I'll check on it. I'll go by there and check on it.
Okay.
Who?
Honestly, nobody out there, and your name just came up, that's all. Ain't nobody seen
you.
Come on,
and just go.
They still you to get out there.
Nah, come on, just run. I'm on the phone. Yeah, they gotta be down there.
That
ain't
no bad radio and scrapping.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, it ain't ready.
Whoa.
That's why I've just been in the background. But soon to get ready, man. Yeah, I ain't fixing it to just park it. Jay, how you doing? Somebody told me you was sick, man.
Yeah, I'm better now though, man. I'm way good. Yeah. I'm way right. I gotta get this defibrillator put in my heart. Friday. And then I'll be going home Saturday,
probably. Man, get you some rest, man. Shit.
Hey, Dre.
When you get it put in, man, don't be moving a lot. You're going to be sold in the motherfucker.
Yeah, they sold me. I can't raise that arm up about
it. Hey, yeah. Don't let nobody touch your chest either, man.
Hey, when you get it put in, too, I would stay away from that gold car, too, Dre, because y'all were getting y'all had handed to y'all last year. So I stay away from that car.
What's
you know what
going on, man?
Once you get that thing put in your heart, I stay away from racing because I don't think your heart can take no more of them ass with me.
Man, you crazy, money. When you ain't want to get your punk ass out.
Back up there. I went right back to
their
ass. They said, no.
How y'all gonna tell us what to do with ours?
That's how you know the motherfucker.
Man, we hit that truck 3 times. What the hell we need to keep fighting that truck for?
Hey, the motherfucker won't keep giving me money.
I beat that truck three times. What the hell,
man? I think it was more than 3 times. It was a little bit more than 3 times. But go real shit, Joe.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Joe, this real shit. Man, beat the goddamn shit out that truck way back when we was running in Denton, bro. So that truck got his ass whooped at
All that shit don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Top me when you get some heart pressure.
Yeah, man, nigga, that's so crazy, man. This over here, this is a white black man. He what you call a half breed. Yeah. I know that goddamn race ain't gonna, they ain't gonna never do that shit no more.
You a goddamn lie. Them people tired of losing low profile ass niggas. Man.
We low profile, y'all damn sure ain't showed up, nothing. Man, hold up. Kenny Duke left on Bushnell at the motor place, and that motherfucker went around and still put a car on. I know you saw that drone footage.
You said Kenny Duke did what?
He left on Bushnell, and Bushnell went around him and put a car on.
When was this?
Right when he sold it today, babe.
Hell, you talking about somebody who...
You remember that? Matter of fact, it was that D&D race. Sure. And then the next week, that truck was up for sale. Or he raffled it off or something.
It ain't for sale now. It's ready. It's waiting on y'all.
Yeah. Well, just wait on me, brother. Don't worry about it too long. You ain't gotta wait too long. You'll get what you want. But you steady jugging, so I'm gonna hit that juggler vein on your ass one more time.
Yeah, y'all one brought it up. I ain't saying shit about it.
I'm gonna kill you, nigga. I'm gonna hit your juggler vein. That means you gonna die. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that never happened.
Then Wild Howl got the bad try and the break.
Now, I bet it do, man. Why would you? Of course it would. Goddamn me. Yeah, you need everything in grudge racing with that goddamn car. You must know how soft y'all live. Unless
you
want to get that shit back.
Yeah, you mean.
Whoa,
Hog got hit up there.
Yeah, we're riding here.
I'm sorry, dog. I'm cutting the grass, man. I'm all in the mix and shit. My bad. I'm tired of hearing Joe Moff with all this racing shit, and I ain't still seen him in HMP.
Hey, them motherfuckers ain't even talking about doing no racing.
Talking about people selling cars, I heard y'all made Jackson sell his car.
Who did that? Right.
Hold on, Mr. Jones, we lost that race. Mr. Jones, we lost that race.
I guess you lost it on the track, but for some reason.
Oh man,
I don't know. I saw another picture. I didn't want to say nothing. It scared the hell out of me. He sold his car.
He had other obligations then, man. Man
probably
just couldn't afford to do no more racing right now.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, Mr. Joe. He said he was getting out of racing right now. He said
he's
going to
chill for a little
minute. I thought this was going to be a hobby.
Yeah, I want him to get back now. I want him to get back.
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't get your get back?
No, sir.
Oh, man, shit. Man, when it changed, I thought it was a hobby.
Yeah, but maybe I don't hear how to answer that, Mr. Jones. I can't go too far with it. He answered that. I didn't know he sold it to I heard on the show tonight. I was hoping we'd get him some kind of revenge later on, but... No, I understand.
Yeah.
He sold it.
Yeah, he sold. I thought for sure y'all gonna run that back. That was a nice little race.
Yeah.
281-5694. Your mic open. Who we got? All right. Yeah, back on mute then. Man, where is Cyrus at with this bad report, man? Hold on.
I'm on here. What's up with it?
What's up?
Oh, there you go.
Man, come on, get it back. Come on, get this bad report before you go your motherfucking ass to sleep, man. we ain't going over that shit tonight, man.
All right. Okay, first
of all, give
it was my
fault
from
last week. Hold on, Cyro. Let me mute everybody, Mike. We got some background noise, so mute everybody, and I'm gonna open everybody back up. Goddamn. Somebody doing some moving around here. All right, Cyrus, come on with your bad report.
All right, man. Before I start the bad report, man, hey, man, let me send a shout-out to the Jay Flowers family, man. You know, prayers go up for him and his family, you know, in situation, man. You know, brother was a good brother, man. He go be missed. So, now, let's get to this business. This bad report. From last week. Now, this here bad report is from the Memphis race. All right? The bear was Ho Daddy. The club was the young brother Sean, the 14-year-old. The bully was Miss Graham. The thot was Pig. That's who Sean ran and drugged. Not only did he run and drag them, they did what you call a full tree, where it ticked. And the youngster still treat him. The jackass, we going to leave that alone. Lamont Sample, we going to leave that alone. The most impressive that week was the young brother Sean. The driver of the week was Sean. The race of the week was Ho Daddy. Now, the race we just had in Dallas, this one, the bear was nasty. The cub, Purple Rain, the bullet, Ali, blueberry muffin. The Jackass, well, that goes to Joel and Wild Hawk. Lamont Sanford, oh, that goes to Shopwell and Lil Larry. You big dummy, you knew you would. and that youngster showed your ass up. He ran over your old school. I know you're over here listening. Most impressive was Old Red. Dried of the week, we got to give it to the little youngster again. Sean, race of the week, Nasty and Blueberry Muffin. And that's your bad report.
All right, let me open these mics back up. Larry, you open. Wiz, Ellicat, let me see.
Well, I'll
Brandon,
be there.
Troy, Joe.
I got a question on this week's bear report.
I bet you do, you damn
sorry.
Jackass.
I ain't got no problem being a jackass. I ain't tripping. Cyrus, how do you give Ali the bear, how you give him the bully when he called out everybody that wouldn't race nobody?
That's what bullies do, Joe.
That's a good report.
Put a stick on everybody.
From what I heard,
what bullies do.
Actually called out a bunch of people. Now
he called out. He called out about.
Didn't he win one race too? Didn't he win one race too?
Yeah, he won one Friday.
He won that race.
Saturday morning, he called out about 6-7 different cars, which one of them was us. We had a broke rear end. We fixed the rear end. On our way to the track, I told him we was on our way since he called us out. This motherfucker said he wasn't racing us no more since we was coming to the track. Basically, what he did is called everybody he knew who was broke.
Why don't you explain to us how you made the bad report?
Did you get on the bad report? Did you do an action this weekend? No. So since you didn't, sit back and be quiet.
I'm asking you a question. You want to tell us why dude shouldn't be the bully? Tell us why you on the bad report.
Can I get my question asked first?
Okay. Sorry.
Just curious.
Hey, sorry. Sir, you don't think the bear should have been Deary Kelly?
That's not a good point.
You can't change that bear report, Brandon. Hold up. You can't change that bear report.
Let me give it to Brandon. Look, this thing on Brandon. The bear report is Texas. We try to do the bear report on Texas calls only.
Give Texas the recognition.
So, if Derrick Henry was from Texas, then hell yeah, he could have possibly been the bad one. Wait a minute, but I think they forgot that people can have their own opinion and say what they think was the bear report should have been too, but you can't. I was just asking because I thought that was the race of the weekend. At the end of the day, everybody could have, everybody that was at the race could have a bad report. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We just ain't giving nobody the opportunity to give one. Because we knew Cyrus was going to go to sleep on us soon, so we had to hurry and get him out, get him in and get him out, man, because he went to sleep on us last week. So,
man, the show was jumping last week, man. You wanted me to come in with the bad report while y'all got the show jumping, y'all getting locked in, you know what I'm saying? K-Dawg going to
well, I mean, it was,
by itself without...
Hey, Cyrus, let me ask you a question. Hold on, Cyrus, you're a neutral person, you know what I'm saying? We kind of the same with this rap shit. So what would you like to see in your hometown come the 29th? Who would you like to see the race?
Okay, that's a good one. I really would like to see. We be on this show, calling like we on three-way and shit.
We ain't no three-way. We trying to get to the business.
I would like to see Ho Daddy and Miss Graham go at it. Now, that's what I would like to see. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that alone. And that's just my opinion. That's one race I would like to see.
What else? Give me three.
What about three? Hold on. I got another. I would like to see Candyman and
mm-hmm.
I just got you goddamn talk about the car. Hold on. Let's see. I want to see Candyman. But see, that race ain't gonna happen.
Richard Jackson.
He's missing that car because
nah, he stole his car.
Okay. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? That one. Bam. Okay. Now my third race, I would like to see just some Dallas and Texas type shit. You know, it have to be. I have to say, I want to see Ric Flair actually get his accent back to the Grudge.
No, 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 we talking about cars. Hold on, sorry, we talking about cars that actually running right now.
Hey, Tyro, come off of whatever mountain you on, brother, because we can't hear a damn thing you saying.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
What the?
Okay, you said, I heard you say something about what kind of car?
Cars that's actually running. They got oil pressure right now. That they are actually racing, physically racing right now.
Oh shit! It's quite a bit of let's see. It don't matter what kind of caliber car.
Hell no! Any two cars can race. They're more races is grudge races to me.
let's see. I'm a grudge type person, man. You know, I really would like to see man, you know, I like it. You know, I like that LMR and that white chocolate boogie. You know what I'm saying? That type of time. Let's see. Who else I would like to see? Blue Magic. I like to see that Blue Magic and that, where that boy from? I don't think he's from here, though. I don't think he's from here. That Blue Mustang that was dying now in Dallas at Big J Gray, you know.
Austin Pruitt, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been. I think that'd be a good race. You know, let's see.
I think Blue Magic and Cody Jones would be a good race.
We talking about races that can possibly happen in Houston on the 29th. That's what I'm asking.
Well, we ain't got that many cars right now that I know out of our camp. Well, out of Houston, that's really ready. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people still getting ready down here. You know. But
what about Roger Rabbit? What about Roger Rabbit and White Chocolate?
The camp.
Shit.
I don't know about that. Right.
Oh shit.
I don't know about that one. Because, you know, it's just like...
It'll be a race, but it won't be a good one.
That's exactly what it'd be, a race. You know, White Cotton actually running. I haven't seen Roger Rabbit and them actually from A to B.
So what about Roger Rabbit and Pizzino?
Who?
Pizzino. The orange backhead car, the orange big top Camaro, orange and white Camaro. 69,
V28. That'd be a good race for them. But like I say, you got to think about it, man. They haven't really figured that car out yet. I don't believe Roger Rabbit now. Because I haven't seen the car make a full pad. You saw it make a full pad?
Yeah, I seen him make a lick. Yeah, they done made a free thrill fans today. They been going down through there.
832-3731. Your mic open.
I wouldn't have to miss it, Dre. I wouldn't for sure.
What about White Chocolate Chino?
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. White Chocolate Chino. Yeah.
Hmm? Mm.
Is he back up on?
I don't know.
Yeah. That would be a good race. Oh, Chino and White Tiger. Wasn't they supposed to do that race before?
They did. They did it in Dallas. Chino got his butt kicked.
Mm.
They did that big Jake
race. That'd be a good race. Hold on. We got some more. Let me think, man. Let my mind go to clicking. Because there's some people we missing. That's actually got all pressure.
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly. Yes, sir.
Hillbilly Candyman.
No. Hillbilly Small Block.
They said
Candyman. Hell no.
Hillbilly ain't Small Block. Hillbilly ain't Small Block.
It's not.
No, even if he was, that shit don't matter.
Nah, that truck can't get there with that car. We talking about something that's worth watching, not a runaway.
About Candyman and Bubba
Joe, Christmas. I'm still waiting you to answer my question, Joe. The answer's yours. Can you answer mine, please? I'm being patient. I let the hoorah go down. I still want you to answer my question,
Spirit. What you want to know? What did you do to get on the battle report this week?
What did you do to get on the battle report, Leprechaun?
Not nothing.
Let a man skate with his money. Is Cyrus still on the phone?
Is what?
Yeah.
He on the phone.
Can you let the fans inquire? Fans will know what did Joe do to get on the airport this week? Because he seems to know why somebody should be a bully, but he can't tell us why he's actually on the airport. So can you help me out, please?
Okay.
I'm a fan, because I didn't hear nobody this weekend. I'm a fan, as a fan.
I'm talking to Sal. Can you move my mic?
Okay, I got it for you, dog. Know what you want to say?
From what I heard was, my boy Joe,
he kept pushing the button, and when he finally pushed his button, you know what I'm saying? Somebody took off on him. Not only did they take off on him, they whipped his ass, took his money, and loaded up and got out the way.
Okay.
Thank you, John. I understand now. Are you satisfied now, Huckleberry?
Yes, sir. I'm satisfied,
Leprechaun.
So next time,
all right, now go back over and finish eating your Twinkies.
I just got to eat the Leprechaun.
832-1601, who we got?
What's up, JP? It's Killer.
Oh, no, I'm going on. I'm going on me.
I heard something about somebody got an oil pressure for the team, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah. Going on me.
What'd you say? You got some oil pressure?
Yeah. Yeah, if I been had oil pressure, that's mother the problem, but. You know what I'm saying? Everything resolved. So I'm looking for some smoke.
We're gonna walk down. Remember the talk we had.
Hey, you better get off this phone because I'm gonna wire you up.
We're gonna walk. We're going to walk down there and get them all. We're not going to run. We're going to walk down there. You remember?
Let them run. Let them run.
You know what I'm saying?
JP, mute my mic, man. I'm just listening.
You better get your phone.
Nah, I ain't muting this mic. Leave him open. You got to mute his own stuff.
Hey, man.
972-9749. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, this is me, Alan. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
If I come to Baytown, you want to do something?
Decline.
Okay.
All right.
Weak motherfucker.
Yeah. Tell me what's wrong. Just don't call me late for dinner. I said
I
decline.
Didn't say nothing.
Okay. Now, you can come to Baytown to get some of Little Larry. You want that?
Nah, I can't get to a Little Larry.
Okay, well, we have what we call a Mexican stand out there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now that we understand each other. Okay.
That will make a right.
Go ahead
and say
that. No. Hey, you said decline. I said decline is okay. We're okay, sir. We're gonna do all those races in due time, sir. It's not time right now. But as of right now, I decline, you decline. We have a Mexican standoff, and we understand each other.
Hey, Alan, since you're on the phone, I got a question for you, Alan. So would y'all go down there and run here, Billy?
The black truck?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. If you were ready, I mean, I don't know. Did you want to race?
He said Baytown, too. You got to peep him out, Brandon. He said Baytown.
Oh, I heard him.
Well, you know, y'all got all that right. race coming up, that Baytown race y'all got coming up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we're trying to get something for H&P tonight. We're trying to get
something
for H&P.
I'm talking about the 29th, Alan.
Yeah.
Oh, H&P the 29th?
Mm-hmm. That's Sunday.
Maybe so. Maybe so. We could draw, I mean, see if they want to race.
Okay, you still on the phone?
What the fuck?
Come off mute, Kevin.
Ellicat gone.
I'll be down.
I'll be goddamn. I can't work under this pressure, man. Hey, JP, see if y'all get here, Bill, on the phone, man. I got somebody on here locked in ready.
Somebody got here, Billy number, send it to me. Okay, I'll call him and get him on, man. So one of these guys got it.
I don't have it.
Well, I'll
be the monkey uncle. Well.
Y'all got any small block cars over there? Shit. What y'all got over there?
What are you looking for, Alan?
All metal, all glass cars, shit. Small block. Shit.
Small block.
Small block. All steel, all glass. G-bodies.
Ain't many G-bodies, man.
Oh, that's what I said. I mean, if there's some Mustangs, I'll try a Mustang.
There you go, my brother. There you go. Break that goddamn curse. Break this shit.
I ain't tripping. Fuck it, man.
If you don't break that curse, I'll break the big block, small block curse, too.
Got a point, Dennis. Got a point.
There's not too many D-body detectors anywhere. So.
Jesse James up and running?
No, sir. No, sir. Jesse James is sold.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Jesse James is gone.
How far is he gone? How far? How far?
That sounds like a morning show.
How far is he going?
Them slick ass questions and shit.
No, I just, no, you said it was gone.
So are
I
you going to take the court?
I wasn't on the morning show this morning. I was busy today. I wasn't on the morning show.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, how did my father go to a few states, a few cities over? How far over did he go?
Within 300 miles.
All righty.
Oh.
So is it safe to say it's still going to be TRE powered? Is it safe to say that? Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. They want to deal with that.
What you mean? Deal with what? TRE power or deal with the fact that we know it's TRE power? What's deal with what? No, I'm just talking. You just talking, huh? Yeah. 300 miles this season. Hey, Google, how far is it from Austin, Texas to Dallas, Texas?
2 hours and 15 minutes.
300 miles.
It's almost 300. It ain't quite. You can say 300.
Nah.
It's 176 miles.
Hey, white man body.
Hey,
let me
get
in here. White man body.
Round trip. B. Round trip.
Hey, even though we got his old fashioned Mexican standoff, we don't do racing stuff on this show, man. You say money boy.
Oh, okay.
You say money boy, okay?
Okay, money boy. No, I was saying like Phil Shooter said, the white man.
The white man. Is he gonna keep it white? Since he's a white man, he's gonna keep the car white or he's gonna change the color?
I don't know. Man, you sure was on the morning show, K-Dog.
I promise. Hey, on everything I love, I wasn't on the show. I ain't been on the phone today. And if the morning show calls and it didn't let me know, I got some problems with the morning show guys.
You got some problems?
I wasn't on there.
Oh, okay, okay.
I wasn't on there. You know, if I was on there, I'd have spoke on there. I don't know. We'll be looking for it, though. It's a good car. Now I'm sure a good car.
Yeah, it's a good car, bro. It works.
You think the new owner's going to treat it fairly? Treat it right, I mean, should I say?
What's that?
You think the new owner's going to treat it good?
I hope so.
Was already familiar with the TRE power plant, so, you know, I already know how to handle that power, right? TRE power.
TRE.
Right? It's already familiar with that.
Didn't you have TRE?
Yeah, I had TRE. Yeah, I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying I had TRE when I first started up.
No, I don't know what the new owner, he's just about to roll it.
Is it true to say y'all sold it to somebody that beat y'all already?
Whoa. Nope.
Who this guy is? Hold on, man. We don't do this. Watch this guy this stuff, man. Hey.
No, sir. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am?
No, ma'am. Sound like a lady, so no, ma'am.
Yeah, you got to be respectful, Alan. That's right. You got to be respectful. Well, it's going to be interesting. Well, I got one more question, and then I'm going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for Jesse James?
I don't know.
But it's something next, right? Is something coming out next?
I'm talking for y'all.
Know,
for
man.
Y'all. For the
I don't know,
crew,
man. It might be something. Might not. Who knows?
Okay. So Ron Lando?
Nope.
Ron Lando time, look for you?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Look
for you know how we do it.
No, yeah. Yeah, y'all ain't like set up around Lando time, so I look for y'all then by Lando time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead,
what about BLM, Black Lives Matter?
Uh-oh.
They got...
Uh-uh.
Hey.
Uh-uh.
Hello? Hello?
Uh-uh.
Hello?
Uh-uh.
Am I still on the show? Am I still on the show?
Yeah.
Hey, K-Dog.
I don't know how this should work, but ain't that Black Malibu in Houston now?
Black Malibu.
Cash App?
Yeah. He out there. He out there. I think he, I don't know if his car ready yet, though.
Okay.
But then I think that's what you call him? I think that's, I don't think that race can happen.
You sure right. I forgot. That nigga drive that car. My bad. I'm gonna shut up again. My bad.
And Chris, my buddy, that's my buddy. So Chris, my buddy. So I, you know, as I'm going on, you know, Chris, my buddy. It's my dog.
Yeah. Mhm. Oh well, shit. They make it hard down there, man. They make it hard to fight.
Nah, man, it's like when I first got my car, Alan told me, hey, man, you bought a G-body. Nobody got G-bodies down here. Now he's starting to feel the effect of what I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
That's
you
why
know,
you
got
to step out there
out.
And run them. You just got to run the Mustangs or whatever. You just going to have to race. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, he also told me that. He told me that before he beat me in Dallas. He told me that, well, you got to, you know, and I did. I stepped out of line and they beat me down there in Dallas with that damn Mustang, see?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to see if he's going to get out of line.
Now we both got G-bodies.
Yeah, but no. We do. We have G-bodies. We just not ready to race each other right now. But I guarantee you.
It is going to happen.
Yeah, it's
going
to happen. Yes, sir.
Well, hold on, kid. So basically, that tells me that you're chasing a number.
Who, me? You saying me?
Uh-huh. That basically tells me that you've seen what you want to see yet to make that race happen.
That's right. You're not the grudge race if you're not chasing numbers.
Yeah.
You never get comfortable. Grudge race, you get comfortable with a car, you might as well go grudge race the index race. You're never comfortable right. with a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
You ticket race.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ticket race.
No, I can't say ticket race, Alan, because the car only got like 6 passes on it. We had 3 grudge races with it. We're not ticket racing. Don't do that.
No, I thought you ain't doing a ticket racing, but I'm just saying shit.
Oh, yeah. But we know grudge races, you know, you got to feel like, hey, if I feel like this car goes a certain number and I'm not there, I'm going to leave it alone. Well, I go out there if I don't feel like I'm ready. And I don't feel
see,
like I'm ready.
See, in my honest opinion, you should have grabbed their nuts in when we was in Memphis. That's when you should have grabbed their nuts.
Okay, me and Alan talked about that. Alan, what did we talk?
Yes, sir, we did.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, you know, us being grudge race, I would have grabbed his whole motherfucking ponytail in Memphis and pulled it back to me, like, bitch, get back here. Like, I don't give a fuck where we at.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm over here trying to get a car figured out, and a Texas guy come to me way in Memphis, Tennessee, and, hey, man, I want to grab you, woo. I'm going to feel some kind of way.
But see, when a motherfucker say, I can't find a race, that's a goddamn lie. You know what I'm saying? You just didn't touch the right shoulder. You could have touched. We could have came together, and you would have touched my shoulder, and I still knocked dust off your ass.
Well, who said they couldn't find a – well, we couldn't. We went to about six different G-bodies out there. The only one did oblige us was showing up, and we was going to do it that Saturday, but it rained. The rest of them that we talked to, they didn't want to do it.
Okay.
And I didn't ask Allen them, or I didn't ask Ho Daddy. But I didn't ask Allen them because they were having issues, I seen it. And then I didn't ask Ho Daddy because, first of all, we Texas, number one. Number two, I ain't ready for Ho Daddy. I'm going to be honest.
Hey, man, you know, in my personal opinion, it's my personal opinion, might not mean none to nobody else. I think if Dion get Ho Daddy anything, he going to run out Dion motherfucker life.
It sounds good, but
That's just my personal opinion. It might not mean much to nobody, but I'm just saying.
Whenever that happens, just pile it up. And come to the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go out on the limb right now, and I don't even do this, but I'm going to do it. No Nigel G. Biden in the state of Texas wants to do nothing with Lil Larry. It's my opinion.
Head up, I agree with you. I totally agree with you, head up.
We'll be willing to accommodate Ho Daddy. We'll be willing to accommodate him.
We'll take the one and one. Fuck it.
No. We'll back tie you or something. We won't one and one you. We'll back tie
one and one, bro. We got a small block.
No. See what I'm saying? See, we're not ready to get into those particulars right now. That's going to happen. We'll get that department down the road. But
well, K-Dog,
we're not going to
one and one. K-Dog, why don't you hush and let Dion talk to us? Let Dion talk to us, K-Dog. Why we
I'm
the
lawyer.
Dion. No,
job.
We want to talk to Dion.
Hey, Dion gone. He hung up the phone.
Nah, I want to talk to Dion. I don't want to talk to K-Dog. I want to talk to Dion.
Well,
I know who I need to wire up.
You're not going to do it this year, buddy. We got a whole different ball game. You're not going to do it.
I know who I need to talk to.
You don't tip down now.
You put your foot down.
But them races they're gonna happen. You know, like I said, good luck at the same. You're gonna see all those cars doing some kind of action. It's impossible not to. Texas too big for that,
right.
And we don't have enough action. So we got to find out some kind of way for them cars to get at each other. And it's understood that, but you know, just not. I ain't gonna say right now, but you know, they'll get them up. Don't everybody understand? We're not gonna give them one and one. I'm telling you that now. That'll never happen.
But that's fair, though, K-Dog. You know that, man.
Don't know what's fair. Larry hadn't won a race.
3,000-pound car with
a
small block.
Hey, B.
Larry's made the same.
It's on. It's basically he's saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen in October if it happens. That's all he said.
I never said a date. I'm not the one to try to race nothing, make a race at my race, because I never asked nobody to hold a race until my date, sir. We race the race.
Okay,
my fault, B.
Basically, yeah. What he said, he'll race him when he get a 3-speed and lock up.
I never said that neither, Leprechaun.
You said it last week.
You could tell us so much about what other folks doing, but you can't tell us you can lock in Troy.
Well, you just said it last week. I tell you what, you like Allen, I like Troy.
I said
you like Allen, you like Allen, I like Troy. You like Allen, I like Troy.
I didn't decline Allen race. I'm not ashamed to decline. I declined this race.
Okay, I declined
for you. Okay, that's good. Why are you lying to talking about next week, the week of, and all this other BS?
You talking about?
We knew you declining when you said you were sleeping over.
Nah.
We understood that. Ain't nothing wrong declining
the
race. You can't get there.
Nah.
You can't get there.
I've been told you. I don't.
No,
you
didn't tell
us
on your show.
That's what I told you last week. I'm locked in from week up.
So, soon as Allen asked us to meet a race, I decline, right? And then, that don't take a strike from me. That don't help me sleep worse at night or none of that. I can't get there. You see how it works?
Okay.
It's not even your car he asked you about. And you lying on the phone talking about this, that, and the third. Just say you decline, man.
Like I said, we'll do it. We'll discuss the week up.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother. I ain't got no problem with that. You can't teach the old leprechaun new tricks. You cannot.
It's okay. You older than me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hey, Alan, I got a question for you. Is it anybody in particular in Houston that you're looking for other than K-Dog and Dion?
Shit, pretty much. Any small block, all steel, all glass.
I mean, but you know,
I don't really
race,
know.
So
I don't really. Let me see. Who's out there? I mean, I don't really know who's really out there, bro.
That's the same problem I'm having right now, trying to fix these races, man. I don't know what's there. I don't know who races.
I mean, these people know. These people know what's out there, but they're not. Like, we don't know what's out there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, where is
Brandon?
Huh?
Brandon, since you I guess the mouth of Texas. Won't you get that purple El Camino down here? Won't you get that black Regal down here that some boys got?
Black what? Hold on, Charles. What black Regal?
Oh, is he Larry?
That black primer, yeah, Larry. And then
Larry.
Get the green colors down here.
Oh.
I'm still trying to
say
what
the
green
colors. The green.
He's talking
about Fat Boy. No, he's talking about Fat Boy. Oh, the cousin?
No,
Fat
Boy.
About Blood.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry. He's talking about Henry.
Oh, Troy, hold on. Just hold on 1 second, Troy. Just hold on 1 second.
Hold on. Somebody hand went up. Let's see. 214-3683. Who we got?
Man, I just want to know, how did Brandon get in charge of this show?
Hey, man.
He just took over like a water.
Hey, Rodney, I was doing the same thing. I was just going with it.
This is
hey,
Wednesday
man,
night.
I fired. So what happened is I fired Troy, and then JP gave me $29.99 to be the co-host. So, shit, I took that $30. I took that $30. I took that $30. Right.
You're a good liaison between Dallas and Houston. You're a good man for the job. Couldn't you get down a better man? Goddamn Leprechaun would be never stop races anyway.
Hold on, let me call that green colors for you right quick, Troy.
Yes, sir.
Hey Troy.
Yes, it's Brent.
Hey Troy. Troy.
Yes, sir.
Troy. Hey, Stacy. There's hey. Mr. Troy is looking for you, Mr. Stacy. Trouble Troy.
Shit, man, what?
The Cutlass against Cutlass.
Oh man, shoot. I don't know. Right now, I ain't really speaking for that because I don't know about the owner. The owner acting kind of crazy right now. Yeah, so trust me, you know, if it was up to me, I'm going to say yeah. But the owner acting kind of crazy right now. Hey, Troy. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes, sir.
From Houston, the owner from Houston, so we know he's bipolar.
So he's the guy about
oh, oh, he is? Something wrong with something so crazy. One day we good, the next day we bad. So, I'm waiting on the owner.
Yeah, it sounds like a typical Houston guy.
Yep.
Yep. I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain. I thought it was just me.
Something wrong with it, for real. Hey, we had
Kevin, watch your mouth, Kevin.
Hey.
God damn. You took it that long to catch that?
Hey, I shit y'all not. We had the car at the track this weekend. This fool took it. He just got on the left because he said nobody wasn't there to help him unload it. So he left.
Stacy, tell him what time he left though.
Shit, early. I think he left by the goddamn fucking body. Damn.
About 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Shit,
Hey, yeah, he left early. Yeah, he left about 4 o'clock. He passed us coming in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he left early. I'll go with you. Yeah, I will.
Well, there are your answers, Mr. Troy.
Hey, I tell you what,
Who was the other two calls you looking for?
I gotta wait on the owner. I'm just a driver.
we already talked to the Purple El Camino dude, right?
The Purple
El
Camino,
what
did he say? Think about it.
Yeah, he said he might be in Pennsylvania or something. And you said it was
black
car. What black car you talking about?
Who owned that black Regal?
OG Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Larry number try.
I don't know Larry number. You know Larry number, Stacy?
What happened to the Brandon?
What happened to the entertainer, that Brown Malibu? What happened to him?
Which one?
Oh, Wild Hog.
That Brown Malibu. It was like the entertainer or some shit. It was an older dude. A brown Malibu.
You talking about Zay? Who is it?
Who?
Gray?
Sabo.
Nah, that ain't no Malibu.
Oh, it's colors.
You probably talking about Donnell Gilbert. Good morning, Carlo.
Remember, we were talking about the entertainer was a Malibu at first, before he brought the colors out.
Oh, no. He's talking about the gray car. He's talking about Meme. He got a CSI now.
Come on, I got something to do.
He's talking about John Wick. John Wick.
Hey, Troy.
You sure it was a Malibu or was it a Cutlass? I know. He might be
talking
about Marvin.
You're right. Hey, Joe, it's a Cutlass.
Yeah, he's talking about Marvin Jr. Yeah, he's talking about Marvin Jr.
Yeah,
he's talking about Marvin.
Oh, you ain't never got to worry about him going nowhere.
$3 car.
In life. Mm-mm. You ain't never got to worry about that, sir. Nah. You can count some Christmas on that one.
But John Wick been looking for some action, though. Probably get hold of him.
Who is John Wick?
It's a great
John
Malibu.
John Wick is the great Malibu.
Keanu
Reeves.
That used to be on rims?
Nah, it wasn't ever on rims.
So in Memphis,
87-84.
It's like a gunmetal
break,
Troy.
8784,
your
mic over. Who we got?
Yeah, it's Street Super. I was just trying to get on the show before the internet go off.
So Troy, you remember in Memphis, you had the CSI car, the burnt orange with the gray stripes, the F5?
Yeah, yeah.
That's him.
Oh, okay. I got you there.
They got the gray Malibu.
The gray Malibu with that black stripe?
I don't even know if it got black stripes on it.
I think it do got some black on it.
I know what you're talking about.
It's street old car.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going back on mute before I make my man get mad at me. He's probably texting me right now, telling me shut up.
Hey, man, you're trying to bring action. So you tell him to save his text message. I don't know. I mean, I can make that phone call for you, but I don't know. I know they will travel, but especially if Candyman comes down there, they're coming. But I just don't know which car they will bring.
Pretty much. They went all the way to Memphis, didn't race, so they actually come to Houston.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Hey, JP, can you mute Rodney's mom? I don't want to hear that shit no more.
That
ain't right, man. Ain't that Stacy?
Nah, I cut Stacy off. I just want to mute Rodney's mic. He hating this shit.
That's not like the person was cooking. I'm going to get a kiss with
all
that.
All I do is that shit on this show.
Man, Rodney part of the camp, man, Brandon. You got to watch out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Rodney part of the camp. You better watch out. You better watch out mess with my partner.
Man. Ain't that a...
Yeah. Call it what you want. It's my partner.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. Like, just like that, too.
Let me call Mama right quick.
Now, where is Lorenzo? JP, you didn't get on today? Lorenzo.
Well, you know, after that ass cutting, he ain't.
Nah.
He in the hospital. He got a whole show coming up, y'all. He got a show
Room
coming 121. Up. He got a show coming up, Alan. He got a show. He got a whole show coming up.
But I think he feel like we handled him a little rough last week, so he ain't going to get on. No.
I'm like, open my mouth this week. I ain't said nothing. Shit, I didn't raise.
You know, so. I mean, if you did, it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
He don't know you,
remember?
Yeah, he don't know. Yeah, he don't know me. That's right.
Yeah, he don't know
him. Boy, that boy got high when he said that. Motherfucker, who don't know me?
I didn't know Nancy until I seen that GoPro video. I ain't no nasty. I see why they call him nasty. He does some nasty shit to them.
Hey, JP. And then Brandon talking about it. So he's saying you ain't shit.
Yeah, Brandon ain't made it no better.
Hey, man. I instigate.
And the next week, he's probably not even on the show. It is popular ass.
Man, I'm just trying to find some racing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but for the record, I did go 1, 2, 3. I did go 3-0 last week. Just the three races that we did make. Well, we made four. The three of them did happen.
JP.
Three of
them. Yeah, come on.
You good for the game, bro?
Hey, is Alec Cat still on here?
Nah, he ain't on here.
Can you try to see if he can get that white Nova on the line?
I just said he ain't on here.
Uh-oh.
White Nova.
Ellicat gone.
Where's white Nova?
Anybody on here got that white Nova number?
What is the white Nova you referring to, brother?
Mr. Zay.
He whooped your ass. You should have his number.
I ain't got his number, but I'm looking for it.
What white Nova?
The one that beat you.
How about that index card that you got beat by?
Got a box number.
Yeah, the cat might have his number. Somebody else got to have his number. That's an older gentleman. You know that man probably cleaned his late at night shot well. Older gentleman.
It's 9 o'clock.
That's an older gentleman. Hey. That man ain't younger than me. I know not.
That man 48.
That man drive that Nova 48.
Yeah.
What kind of Nova is it?
An index car. You run 7-0.
62 Nova. 62-64 Nova.
You run 7-0, Brandon. Brandon, he runs 7-0, Brandon. Index rate.
Damn.
Okay. Hey, Brandon, that's my number one hater that's talking stuff, so I can check that for him.
Maybe we get Alicat on the phone. Maybe you can call him or something.
Hold on. Let's see if we can call Alicat.
Brandon can make the call. Brandon can make the call. He's just out of his jurisdiction.
Hey, JD, you finished your transmission?
It'll be in Saturday. I'll be testing Sunday.
Right on. Hey, then we taking that hit from Troy, right?
Like a motherfucker.
Troy who?
That's the soft color. I mean, the color.
Troy who, man?
Hey, man, that dude name, I think his name Jackson. It might be Johnson or Jackson. It starts with a J.
Etiquette. No, no. I'm
the lawyer.
Oh. Jay.
Oh. Etiquette. Cat, can you hear me?
Yeah.
There you go.
Cat, can you get the White Nova on the phone? White Nova, White Nova. Which one? Hey, Mr. Day. Who?
Mr. Day.
Oh, Mr. Jay. Let me see if it's not too late. Hold on.
Hey, Cat, hold on. Hold on before you look for that, Cat. Cat, can you look for Hillbilly number two?
Yeah. Mr. J.
Hey, Cat, another thing, while you're doing all this, can you get on your jaw, please?
Hey, I thought me and you talked about this yesterday. We need to help each other. Thank you, sir.
I don't know Hillbilly number. I don't know Mr. J number. I told him to call you back. So am I helping or what? You got Brandon doing the liaison with the Dallas stuff. You just got it. I told you, you're not Lil J.
Man, get out. That some bitch know what's going on. He got a show coming up. He should have never hung the goddamn phone up. Yeah.
That's true.
All right, Shotwell. Hold on, everybody. Shotwell, I got Mr. J on here. Hey, Mr. J, you want to lock in the cat race off the trailer?
What is that?
May 29th.
Oh, May 29th?
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm.
Off the trailer.
Yeah.
That's a lot?
You, locking for what?
The helicopter.
Yeah, how much and what time, JD?
Yeah.
We could lock, 5 at 8. Say it again, JD.
5 at 8.
5 at 8.
Yeah. For your $500
at
8 o'clock.
Eight. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot can happen before then. So, boy, the finances. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. We're all going through some rough times right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Will you be there?
I'll be there, but I don't know if my pocket's going to be there, but I'll be there. I ain't. I'm going to do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what I like doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I'll be there regardless.
All right.
We'll talk, okay?
Yeah, we'll talk to Chuck then.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you bring your body bag when you're talking about it. You can't wear it. Your kid's big enough to get you through. All right, man, y'all.
Okay.
Y'all have a good night, okay?
All right, Ms. J. Have a nice.
Hey, Ms. J. Have a nice.
All right,
Cat, can you call here, Billy Cat?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that man sounds like he's
going
to
be there.
What'd you say?
Hey, that man say he's going to be there. They're going to be there, but they don't know if his pocket's going to be there.
Say that to your dog. I couldn't
hear. Hey, Alan, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got here a bit of number. Valakir can't get him. I got here a bit of number.
Hey, dog.
I just got to say. I said that man sounded like he kicked your ass before. He calm for that. He calm.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, y'all. I got here Billy Thomas on here. Who looking for him? Cat, what pretty pony at, Cat?
Alan,
I got here Billy
Alan,
Thomas on here.
Alan, your mic is hot.
You my spokesman.
Huh?
Hillbilly.
Hey.
You want to try to do something for Alicat's race with O-Red?
Man, I don't even know who this is.
It's me, Alan.
Alex.
I ain't got nothing fast.
that's these people here trying to get you. Oh, I ain't call you out or nothing like that.
Yeah, I'm fucking index race. I don't do none of that stuff.
I already know. I was just trying to see what they were trying to do.
Hey, Mr. Hillbilly. Can I have the flow right quick? Hey, so
can you have what?
So since you ended the flow right quick. So since you index race now. I know you still a grudge racer at heart. I've been knowing you too long. You're a grudge racer at heart. So is there anybody that you're looking for where you can index race but for that cash?
Oh, man, I race enough and every weekend, shit. I mean, I ain't worried about all that.
Here, Billy, it's me you talking to, man. Come on. I know it's somebody that you're looking for. That you just licking your chops for, that you say, I think I can whoop his ass. It's somebody. Even in all the index racing you do,
Joel,
somebody
David?
that you ain't met in a round that you want to meet, like the first round or whatever you're doing. It's somebody that you're licking your chops for.
Well, I mean,
whether it be Kareem,
Kareem, you say Kareem.
Yeah, whether it be Kareem or whoever in the class that you're racing. It's somebody you're licking your chops for.
I'll run Kareem as long as we got a cap on it.
Well, shit, that's all he runs is a cap, right?
Well, no, he runs head up.
But he don't run real fast, so he might well stay with the cap.
Well, I understand.
Well, if they're running with a cap, though, that means get Kareem on the phone. They can get a cap on that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's all a race.
Yeah,
it's all.
JP, get Kareem on the phone,
cap,
JP. JP, get Kareem
cap y'all
on the phone.
Running.
Hold on.
Y'all run that cap.
See if he on here. Kareem, you on here, press the one button.
We see you, Kareem. We can see you.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Let us know if you hang up.
So if he say yeah to a cap, here, Billy, what'll be a suitable amount and a suitable time for that race?
Well, I mean, we run the 490, so I mean.
Huh?
We run 490, Bill. I mean, that's.
Let's go Kareem now. Yeah. Kareem on the phone.
Kareem, where you at?
Kareem, they're trying to make us tangle.
Hey, Mr. Kareem, how you doing? My name is Leroy, sir.
Hold on.
Hey man, I got a guy that's looking to slap the shit out of you, and he said if y'all do a 490 cap, he said he'll get right across your ass.
Yeah, well, it can't be nobody trying to slap me because I know his slapper broke.
Huh?
Oh.
I said I know his slapper broke. So ain't nobody trying to slap me, so I know they slapper broke. So I ain't worried about that.
Okay, so with a 490 cap, what time y'all need to be in the lanes and how much is suitable for both of y'all, Mr. Kareem?
I mean, whoever it is, we could toss the money on the back line. I mean, we could set up a race.
He on the phone right now, so the money ain't really the issue. I don't give a damn if y'all ready for $32. That ain't the issue. The issue is you going to get in the water box against this man. That's the issue right now.
Who is this man you talking about?
This man is on the phone. His name is Mr. Hillbilly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we could do 490. We could do it without a cap. It don't matter.
He'll rather do 490. His ball shriveled up a little bit, so he'd rather do a 49 and a half.
I ain't shriveled up. They dangling because I'm so old now.
So he want to see what time y'all can be in the lanes to get that 490 cap together, Mr. Kareem. You and he.
Shit, I mean, we could do it. We could do
May
it.
29th,
I mean,
at Memorial Day, May 29th, whatever that race is on that Sunday. What time can y'all be in the lanes to get that out the way?
Sure, we could do it for whenever that day. It don't matter.
I mean, I need a time, brother. You know, we ain't picking shoes. You know what I'm saying? We making time to race.
Yeah, but, I mean, that day, that track's prep for us. It's slick prep. But, I mean,
no,
shit.
Hold on. We can fix that. Hold on.
How you doing?
Mr. Ellicott, you on
the
phone?
What's
the pump?
I'm going to take a card.
It happened.
Been messing up.
Mr. Ellicott?
Man, what pump is that? Ken?
They're gonna radio prep the track between 9 and 10 o'clock, so that'll be the time to do it,
Brandon.
Right. So basically, they're saying they want to race when the track is all the way radio prep.
Right. Okay.
It'll be between 9 and 10 o'clock.
So what? Okay, there y'all go.
We'll make sure we have a cap set, Billy. We have a clock set.
Here, Billy, what time is that? What time would you prefer to race?
I don't give a damn. I mean, I wasn't even planning on going to that race, but I'm racing Saturday.
Oh, shit. You just had me do all this talking for nothing.
Let me get a... You know.
Hey, y'all the ones stirring this mess up, not me.
Oh, I'm stirring the pot. I mean, if you don't plan on going, I mean, shit, we can kill this conversation.
All right. I don't know. I have to make sure the wife ain't got nothing planned already. So.
Okay.
You
can get back with us within a week or so. Sorry to waste your time tonight, Mr. Green.
No problem, Brandon.
Hey, JP,
Is Wild Bill still racing?
A bag?
Ma'am.
Okay, did you want a bag?
Sure. Well, you don't got a race. Who is that?
Is who still racing, Joe?
Wild Bill with the Camaro. Up there right now?
A little bit. I'll be with everybody, man.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
12 in the store. Y'all go on mute. Somebody in the store. Damn for something. Y'all go on mute.
Who is?
Nah, I was in the half. He's saying his little bill still racing, JP.
Okay.
I don't know. What? Joey, you got somebody in mind for him?
I was just asking. I know he used to be out here always looking for a race. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about it, but, I mean, I feel like he could probably run Candyman or either Allen or Red.
Are you talking about his brother? With the black car?
Yeah, I guess. I know they had a couple cars over there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Got a black
Jess
one, a
blue
and white
Jess. Bubba Jess Griffin Carey. Car. Got his Jess car.
Hello, will y'all be opposed to running?
Chris. What about Candyman
and
Turbo Chris?
Which car is Turbo Chris?
The burgundy car.
Candy.
I don't think that's correct. Burgundy Mustang. Fox body.
Oh.
It looked like Troy Mullenberg car.
Y'all better ask Chris. He ain't been racing in a long time.
Alan, would y'all be opposed to running a big time car? Hey. Hey, wait.
He might be on cut off.
No. Still on here. Hold on. 214-7201. Your mic open.
What's going on, fellas?
There you
go,
Renzo.
Renzo.
Damn. Finally got
Renzo
up out the hospital.
How you doing, Mike?
Huh?
Dre, your mic open.
Sorry, JP. You going on with the rest? Get in here.
Renzo, I want to commend you. Y'all was a man of y'all word this weekend. It didn't go the way y'all wanted to go, but shit, that's racing. But I want to commend y'all for going ahead and getting up there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now
hey,
the next
man. They making that. They making that.
Dre, shut up.
Race.
Dre, shut the fuck up.
Hey, hold up, man. Watch your mouth. I'll be quiet. Watch your goddamn mouth.
Damn. Shut up. So the next subject at hand is, are y'all going to Houston, Renzo?
When is Houston?
The Memorial Day weekend.
I doubt it, because actually we regrouping, so I don't know.
Okay. You can go ahead now, Dre. My bad. You can go ahead.
I can't tell you that.
Well, I got to ask, you know.
They back in the day. Renzo and them back in the day. Because, see, they got something.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, Dre. Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Shotwell said he wanted his lick back from Ted Grandson. Would y'all do that?
Yeah, they'll do that. I'm sure they'll do that again.
But that's what I'm saying. He wanted them to come down there on that weekend, though.
I don't know if Teddy P going to go down. I ain't going to say he won't go, but I don't know if they're going. I know we regrouping, so Teddy P going to go nowhere unless he's going somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, just put that in here.
All right, man, leave that motherfucker like it is right there and just run it like that and change it in the corner.
Hey, you can go ahead and promote your race, Renzo. You ain't promoted y'all shit, what y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I race July 1st and 2nd. It's going to be an extreme. And right now we're going to do a last man standing with a 490 cap. 200 entry fee with 2,000 on top. And we're going to do a street style 7-0, which is going to be a $50 entry fee with, I believe it's 250 on top. And we're going to do a truck shootout, $100 entry fee with either 250 or 500 on top.
The 490 cap thing is hot right now. So how much you say the entry fee was for the 490 cap?
200 with 2,000
on top. Two.
sure I'm gonna do for these other folks with the 5A's and 7O's now.
I got a 7-0, but I, like I said, I don't have any sponsors, so, you know, man, Tony doing everything out of pocket, so.
Man, you know, gotta step it up.
I seen some online the other day. That
what's that?
The 7-0, about the 7-0 races. Hey, man, that Gordon and Michael Hollis race, that is a 7-0 race to see, Jack. That's a 7-0 race to see. Gordon win all of them down there. Michael Hollis win all of them down here. That's a race to see right there, Jim. That's a good one.
Hey, B, they got a lot of money. Big old side pipe grooming on that race, man. That's going to be a big money race right there. Hell yeah. A big one.
Hey, man, I'm telling y'all, that's a good race right there, man. That's a good race. I don't give a damn how fast she is. All of it count. That's a damn good race, man. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to just watch it. That's a good one. Damn good.
Yeah.
If I was a promoter, I'd be pushing for that shit to have in my race.
Shit. I did hear about a bunch of money being issued out for that.
Kenya, that's a good one. That's a good one. When that's supposed to happen, Shadwell?
That race happened at Temple. And what's the main race?
Yeah, it's going down in Little River.
Yeah, Little River.
When that is?
June or something. June, like the 6th, I think. June, it's in June.
Oh, that's where they moved the original Little Hitters back to, huh?
Well, I mean, they ain't never left. You know what I'm saying? That's, they had a Little Hitters there, and then they bring it to the picnic at the end of the year.
Now, but I thought he said he wasn't doing it at the picnic no more.
Nah, he's supposed to have been not doing it back down there no more because obviously it happened last year, but. You know, New Year, I guess they kissed and made up or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, you talking about Coach doing it down there?
Shit, look.
But that class is just ridiculous right now.
Many calls, man. Yeah.
They had 35 cars Friday, and I don't know how many cars they had Saturday. I'm sure it was the same amount. That class is rough right now. Well, you know, they had the four different times. You know, they just pulled out the thing.
4-9, 5-0, 5-0, 5-10, all that shit.
I guess you would call it racer friendly because it don't, you know, for the faster cars they can peel their shit down, and for the slower cars they all out, and you ain't got to do no arguing and all of those shit. But it's a pretty racer friendly class right now, and it's hot. It is real hot. I don't know how long it's gonna last, cause shit, they gonna burn it out just like everything else, but. Shit, that for the moment,
exactly.
That class is hot. It's hot. Like even for Memorial Day last year, we ran in that class. I think it was quite a few cars. It was 20 something, I believe, in that class last year.
Well, the moment was between like 20 and 30 in there down there racing.
But I think Kareem run the class now. So I don't know what his car can look like, but
I'm trying to find out about.
What you
claim?
Anyway,
it
took you forever to get here. You've been there since 6 o'clock.
Well, been gone since 6 o'clock. Mute your phone. Yeah, it's in trouble now.
Watch out,
my man.
JP,
you been JP, you been real quiet tonight. I got the same question to you as I asked Cyrus. So you keep up with this shit like everybody else. So what three races would you want to see to have them at LK race?
Strappy and Iron Man.
Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's one.
Let me see. Who else? I think I like to see Candyman and whatchamacallit, Bubba Griffin.
Is that the white and blue? That's the white and blue Camaro.
Camaro, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when I said Lil Bill.
All right. I might make that race happen. So what if Marquise is coming?
I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to think of a third one. Carl Deck running. I like to see Shotwell and Trouble Troy.
That race can't have a head up.
I'm just saying I like to see the race. Hell, it got to happen.
Is Steve-O up and running?
I don't know if he's been back out. Let's see. 3-4-6, 21-24. You might go.
Hey, Grudge World.
What the hell is this?
Hello, Grudge World.
I like Lil Bill.
Is that Lil Bill?
Huh?
This is Lil Bill.
This Lil Bill?
What's happening, players?
What's
going
down?
What's really good?
You tell me what's good, Bill. What's happening with you, Bill?
Well, you know, I've been going through some troubles, but you know, everything is everything. But you know, I'm still on this earth right now, and I heard somebody was looking for me, but I'm still alive. And I'm still alive and kicking, you know. But you know, things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard somebody was talking about the Candyman. Whoever else, yes, I would like to look at Candyman.
Okay.
What about red? Looking at red?
So you...
I want to give a damn red, burgundy, black, silver, whoever it is. I ain't scared of now, motherfucker.
Hey, let me ask you a question then, Bill.
Yes,
Hold on, Bill. Let me ask you a question. So Carl is a... We running... We run ETs, you know, I don't give a fuck about all that big box, small block, big tire, small tire. So if a car is a small block, you know what I'm saying, would you accommodate the car?
Nope.
Or would it just be a head up race?
Nope, head up race. I ain't giving up Nathaniel.
So what if old Red was looking for your brother? Somebody talk.
I am not going to speak on that, sir.
What if old Red was looking for Jess?
Well, I can't speak on Jess' car. I mean, you know, Jess have his own way of racing right now, so I don't know. I can't speak on that one. I do have action at the car, but I won't let nobody else drive the car but him.
Okay.
But, I mean, okay, I don't know.
Hold on. I heard a red flag.
I ain't no red flag. You said you got action at the car. Listen what I just said, sir.
But you don't want nobody to drive.
Listen what I just said, sir. I said,
let me.
Ain't nobody else going to drive the car but Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jeff said he want to race, he's going to race. I mean, I don't like racing with Jeff because Jeff, you know, his work schedule is a little different from mine. And I don't, you know, I can't speak for it. But
hold on. Well, hold on. That's your brother, right? So he'll know if he's going to be off on that day, right?
No, he don't. He's on call. He's on call, yes. He got a whole
lot of money. I'm putting in on the machine again. You put in $1,000, you can get them all in the phone. That's what we want to do, a group trip, basically, with me. But she didn't want it, but she wasn't sure. It was funny you say that. I said, I'm watching these boys spend $100 and spend it.
JP, who
was
that?
I like Troy.
I think that was Troy.
Yeah, that
was Troy.
Is that the bill on the phone? Yes, you goddamn skip it. How you doing, Cyrus? Yeah, they thought little Bill had left Earth, man. I'm still here.
Nah.
Yeah, man. I thought you disappeared for a minute, man.
Hey, my bad. I clicked over. Goddamn, my bad.
I sure did. I ain't heard the voice on the show in a while, man. You know, well, you know, I'm you like, goddamn. No, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to take a break. You know, let your voice, get your voice back in order. So, you know, it was a little hoarse back then, but now I'm back.
So Bill, what you're saying is, if I can get Candyman to lock that race in, you'll lock that race in. That what you're saying?
Yes, I sure will.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make that phone call for you, and I'm gonna have to get back with you.
I
know by
346. 395-2124.
Hey, I know how to get in touch with you. It ain't hard.
I'm just saying, man. Get it crunked.
Yeah,
gotcha. I mean, everybody want to see something. Everybody want to see something. I want to see something. So let's get it started. Now, this is that
okay.
Race.
That's all right. Yes, sir.
He said he was coming down here, too. I talked to him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to talk to him again for you in the morning. We ain't talking no more. We going to lock in.
I did tell him I want to look at him. He already knows this, sir. But you can put your 2 cents in and get your $50 off of that $25.
50? Shit, I'm going to bust you right across your motherfucking 25, head.
$25, that's what it's going to cost.
That's what it's going to cost me then.
Get it started, D.
I'm going to make it happen for you.
Okay,
anybody else that you're looking for? So hold on, since I got you on the phone. So y'all in that back half, that old school back half shootout, right?
I want to be in everything. Yes. He want to do it in the shootout?
Hold on. Let me talk.
Oh, man.
So
you know
some of the cars. Hold on. You know some of the cars that's in that old school back half shootout, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You think I'm scared?
So who else you want to look at in that old school backhand shootout?
Man, I don't know. Just tell me to get in the shootout.
You just told me you know all the cars in there.
No, I didn't. I said I don't care. I'm in the shootout. We might well get all over in the shootout.
Oh man. Well, I can tell you right now if it's gonna be.
Who in the shootout?
You have to ask Ellicott. I don't know. I said I asked you. Did you know?
No, I don't know. I just told Ellicott who I wanted to look at. But since he is having a shootout, old school baghead shootout, I'm putting him in now. And I'm hoping all three cars will be ready by then.
Three? What's the three? The white car and what's the other car?
The 69 and the black car.
Bubba Griffin and what's the other cat name?
The other 69. The 69 with the stripes on it. And my black car. Yeah, I'm gonna try to have all of them ready.
Okay. Hey, is you gonna bring your boy Rambo with you?
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Are
you gonna bring checkerboard and all? Are you gonna bring checkerboard
I,
and all the other back halves with you?
I
we need to bring checkerboard down
and
all the rest of them that ran from us.
I don't think them dudes racing no more, man.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
I don't, man. I think them, you know, they got family obligation. I don't think they racing no more. I don't know. I can make a phone call and I can check for you, but I don't think so.
832-7002. Your mic open. Who we got?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't tell me.
Who is that?
Don't tell me that's Rambo.
I don't know. No, that ain't Rambo. I don't know who that was.
Oh. He done changed numbers, I think.
Oh, they ain't say nothing when I put them up.
Oh, Lord.
832-7002. Yeah. Nah, they ain't paying attention.
Nah, man, we're finna kick this thing off like it used to be, man. Let's go on and fire this shit on up, man.
You gonna kick it out? That's what I'm talking about. So they've been waiting on you. You know, I know you was the man for the staff over there.
Well, I tell you what. I'm finna go by everybody's shop tomorrow just because you on the phone saying all this beat. We're going to make the shootout bigger than what you think it is.
I'm finna go by everybody's shop. You need to go sleep. Go sleep in front of one of them then. Go sleep in front of somebody. That way I know you'll be there in the morning.
I know you'll be there. They going to call me as soon as I hang the phone up. Man, what you just did, you already know. Yeah. I'm going to twin them shop. I'm going to show y'all something.
Twin them got their orange car, right? Is that orange car old school back hand?
They got a burgundy one, too.
The burgundy.
Yep, the one that run old checkerboard.
I don't know that car.
I know it. There's a whole bunch of them you don't know, B.
Some of the burgundy 70 model?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm talking about. I thought it was orange.
No, it's burgundy.
The one with the big ugly hood.
Man, don't say that loud, because we all got some hoods now, B. So everything going to be ugly.
Hey, so let me ask you a question then, Bill. If you know that car and you going by that man's shop, why you just don't go by that man's shop to call him out? Don't go by there being friendly. All that friendly shit is for the
Man, I'm talking about getting them Houston cars and them Dallas cars and this back half thing, man. That's why I'm going by this shop. We put the race, man.
I wish I
could. Hey, man.
They'll take care of that Houston crowd.
Huh?
You know, don't go by there being friendly. You go by there with your fist balled up.
No, you
go
say,
by there.
You say,
go by there with your fist balled up and say, I'm looking for you, goddamn.
Listen what you just said. Didn't you just say it's a bad ass shootout, man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going by their shop to see if they want to get in the shootout with us. Whoever matches up,
say,
that's what it is.
Hey, and say, motherfucker, I'll do you first round. That's what you go by there and say.
No, I'm not going to do that first round. I'm going to do Candyman first round. Don't get it twisted, nigga.
Now you gonna do Candyman outside the shootout before the shootout.
Don't get it twisted, nigga. I want to have the shootout.
If you gonna do Candyman, you gonna do a two car shootout. Fuck that shootout.
Nope.
You gonna do a two car.
No, we gonna put him like Alley Cat. I'm gonna put it like Alley Cat put it. He gonna put it in the shootout.
Oh no.
He don't want to be in no shootout.
He want a two car shootout. You and him for that cash.
We gonna do that in the shootout, B.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that shootout.
I'ma do that.
Two car. Two car, Bill.
No, it gotta be more than that. Everybody wanna win.
If you wanna be in the shootout, I'm sure that man will let you get in that shootout. He'll let you get in.
He ain't got to let me get in that. I'm gonna get in the shootout.
Okay, well why you just can't do him before the shootout?
I want him in the shootout, B. I want to keep rolling, man. I don't want to just. I can gamble him in the shoot. What's so hard about being in the shootout?
Hey, well, I'll call you in the morning with you and him on the phone, and then all that shit can be arranged.
Okay.
But I'm gonna let him fuck you up. He gonna fuck you up.
I hope you. I want your money in the pot first.
Yeah, you will get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that man fuck you up.
Okay. I'm going to show you something. Toughy.
So,
So? Triple D.
What about Mark Jenkins?
You know,
Mark Jenkins, you know what it is.
That's the man name I was looking for. Mark Jenkins. Mark Jenkins. That was the man name.
Mark Jenkins.
That's a great car, right?
You want him to?
I don't got nothing to do with it. If that man want to raise Mark, he'll raise Mark. But I know he going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Well, B, I'm glad you was on the hook.
Shit, the hook all in my mouth. That bitch done went all the way to my throat. Shit, you dragging me. Hey, fucking with me, Bill. Houston will see more racing than I've seen in the last 12 years.
Huh?
Fucking with me. Houston will see more racing than I've seen 12 years. Fucking with me. I beat on one around there and wide everybody up. Next motherfucker. Hey, man, that motherfucker over there said he going to whoop your ass.
Well, you should have been on the hook. I don't know why you fell off. Stay on it.
Nah, man. You know, I stay in my lane, brother. But I'm tired of all this little girl ass racing. This little girl shit is for the birds. This new age bullshit is for the birds. No, sir. Motherfucker going to get on out there fucking with me. I'm gonna make a motherfucker fighting mad.
But really and truly, man, I just hope we have all the cars ready by then. That's my goal, dog.
Hey man, whatever car you got there, I'm gonna be on your ass. Do you hear me?
Stank on shit.
I'm gonna make you race somebody.
Right. You ain't gonna make me. I'm gonna do that anyhow. Might be
Lil
Red, too.
Now, Lil Red, you got to give him some. If you're Lil Red, it's going to be that black car.
I got a race for Lil Red. I damn sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Head up, small block.
I'm listening.
I really want silver dollars.
You ain't said no name. You just talking because it's free.
And it's free to get in that goddamn water, too, with some cash on the side.
Which car are you talking about?
I got another 68 small block on 28.
Mm-hmm.
Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Small block.
Turbo?
Yo.
We talking about turbo.
You said you want something from Lil Red, didn't you?
Man, you talking about the turbo. It's a nitrous car.
Oh, there you go with this.
Well, damn, that turbo car whooped the shit out of you. So why are you going to put it on Lil Red?
Because I can speak on it. I ain't going to run the same car I'm talking about running Lil Red with.
Well, send me the goddamn picture, and we'll see if we can't make that motherfucker race happen.
I ain't going to do it.
Hey, man. Hey,
but
ghost cars are for busters.
I just told you what it is, sir.
Well, ghost cars are for busters, Bill.
No, this motherfucker been out all weekend. Every weekend.
It has?
Yes, sir, it has.
It ain't been in no action because ain't nobody seen it.
It's been in some action.
Yeah, it has.
Yes, it sure has.
Well, why you can't? Well, shit, all you gotta do is send the picture of the car.
I ain't got a picture. The picture is faded. I can't see it.
You, it's faded.
The picture faded in my phone. You can't hardly see it.
Hey, I thought we was trying to race and not trying to race.
I just gave you action to what you just asked me, bro.
No, you did not. You talking about some old ghost shit. Why don't you know about no ghost shit?
It's not a ghost car.
Hey, man, look, I'm just a promoter, man. I'm not the racer, I'm the promoter.
Is Troy Alicat and them all on the phone? Are they still on the phone? Hello?
Hey, but listen, Bill. Bill, listen. If
So listen, if my chick say, ooh, I like your homeboy, you know what I'm saying, whatever, woman, I call you and be like, hey, Bill, she digging you. You going to say what she look like, right?
No, I ain't. Why she at?
And then I'm going to say, nah, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? You going to do whatever, woo. Nah, nigga, you going to want to see her. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to see her.
Don't come at me, Bill.
Two eight one nine nine four two. Your mic open. Please say something, y'all. I'm gonna call LaRica. LaRica gonna tell it out. He knows. Okay, well LaRica gonna tell it out. He knows. Okay, well LaRica gonna tell it out. He knows it's a good race too.
Hey B, it ain't no ghost car.
It ain't a ghost car. I keep telling him.
It ain't been out damn near every Sunday.
I keep telling him that.
I'm not the one of y'all need to convince that.
Okay. But that, who don't y'all think it's fair? It's small block. So you mean a small
hell
block?
Hell no, that ain't fair.
Why?
How is a small block hair dry? How is that fair
hey,
to a small
hey,
block?
If it's a weak turbo car,
it is fair.
Hey man, Way is on the phone, so y'all need to convince Way, and not convince me, cause I don't
know
the car,
big,
so
just,
y'all
I'm
need
just,
to convince Way.
Well, if
it's a weak turbo, shit.
What Way scared of? Way over there locking up.
Get Way on the phone. Shit. Now, damn.
Wait, he is on the phone.
Well, unless he fell off.
Get on here, Alan.
Hey, wait.
Man, don't let B get you off this phone like that, man, with this bullshit.
I think he might have fell off.
I ain't got nobody nowhere, Bill. I'm looking to see a good race. I don't give a fuck if two ducks race. I'm just looking to see a good race. I don't give a fuck. Make me no different. One way or the other.
I know that. I'm fucking with you, bro. But man, let me tell you, what's so hard? I'm gonna get you fucked up.
They got some G bodies down here that probably start toning them car. They got that G body.
They said toning Renzo on the phone. He said they ain't gonna make it.
With that now that's the other dude car, huh?
What a dude.
The one that was gonna run on OG Larry and that G body this weekend.
Oh, I know he ain't coming down there. You talking about the girl?
Yeah.
I know for sure he ain't gonna come down there.
The little pretty car.
Yeah, he ain't coming. I know for sure he ain't coming.
Oh, he don't travel?
He run a club. He run a club up here, so you know, he ain't gonna stay away from his club too long.
Gotcha.
AB. AB. Your car running yet?
No, if it is, I promise you, you will know. I swear to God, you will know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Man, look, Bill, my partner in crime. My partner in crime, Bill, I swear to God, that nigga changed hands on me so quick, dog. I ain't bullshit. We got on his phone. That nigga, I don't even know what the fuck happened.
Man, come on, man.
Say, Bill, that nigga
flopped. Hey,
nigga
B, flip-flopped on me so much boy like quick. That, B.
Man, don't
B, you
do
can't
cheat
talk
like
about
that.
Boy,
man, don't do,
hey,
cheat. Don't do cheat like that, man.
Hey, man. No, man. No, JD. JD, you ain't heard him. You ain't heard him. Nigga swap camps on me so quick, bro.
Hell no, B. I don't believe it.
I don't believe that.
Add K-Dog in. Add K-Dog and Troy.
That's
Just say that homeboy. Say no.
Ask Diggity Dog.
Okay, that was gone.
That's true. Man, you talking about, you ain't talking about Jen now.
K-Dot will be watching Snowfall.
Hey.
Now, he's talking about my boy Ray.
Hell nah. Man, he swapped on me so quick, Bill. I'm talking about that nigga did a 180 so quick.
Oh,
B, man.
B, man, put him up on the phone. I don't believe you, B.
I showed on, man.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Man. Shot with him. Shot with him.
No, B, I can't believe that.
Man, make me a believer. I was just talking about y'all today.
Hey, B.
Hey,
man.
I promise you. I promise you, when it's finished, Bill, you ain't even going to have to talk about it no more, because I'm going to call you.
Hey, B. B.
Swear to God.
Hey, man.
Swear to God.
I take my head off the Rodney, man. Say, boy, we were down and out on two different occasions down there in Dallas. That man went and found me everything I needed down there. Somehow, someway, he walked back to that trailer and said, here you go. Here you go. God damn it, let's go.
Don't do it.
That nigga found the nicest line for me, found the transmission stuff for me, found another piece for me. Man, that nigga would have found everything at that track.
Hey, gonna do it, man.
God,
I don't know how I just got divorced.
God,
that nigga divorced me that quick, bro.
God,
he divorced
man.
Me that quick.
Nah,
hey,
B, hey.
Damn.
I tell you what, you'll find out where you let somebody get out of line. Why she come on this motherfucker draw it out with you? He's going to put up that front, B, like he on the other side. Let somebody get out of line. He's going to draw it out with you, I guess.
Hey, I don't find the races anyway. I'm going to find the races, man. I just sit back and win, bro.
Yeah,
I just sit back and win. I don't do none of this shit.
Man, I love you guys,
I just want to come down there, man, and see some good racing. That's it. That's all.
Man, that's all.
I'm trying to bring all these motherfuckers that's out the in the garage, bring them out the garage and go and let them do something, man.
Yeah. That's why I told you. That's why you
that's
have to go to their that's why you have to go to their shops and talk to them. Like I'm going to go do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need to call Uncle Kelsey. Call Uncle Kelsey and see if that yellow car going to come on up out of retirement, man. That's what I need to do.
That Mustang?
Yeah, the yellow Mustang, man.
Uncle Ed car.
No,
Uncle Ed car,
yeah,
man. Yeah,
Rick. He been out. Oh, shit. Okay, well, I'm going to make him get on one of y'all ass.
JP. JP.
Yeah.
Hey, man, well, see what that truck coming down here?
Which truck?
Which truck, JD?
That truck out of Port Arthur.
Come on. Oh, I don't know. I don't think he got it back yet.
Oh.
Wow, Larry, he on the phone?
Yeah, you know he cocked and ready.
Oh, boy.
He probably sleep by now.
Larry ain't talking about shit.
Hey, JP, who you talking about sleep?
Larry?
No, Larry ain't ate the ice cream and cereal yet. He's still up.
Well, I see Rachel still alive and ain't dead no more.
Hey, JD, I got a question for you, though, JD.
Bill, they...
So that little orange... That little orange and black Mustang got a SIBO in them count. What's the hold up on him? And it was the other dude, what's his name? He a youngster. They got a white Mustang.
You talking about Duke?
He talking about Duke. You talking about COVID-19? The white
Duke.
Mustang too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the dude's name?
Duke. Little Duke. He's the one that told me. He's the one that told me to call you the other day to see if you wanted to do something.
Who?
Boy, if I motherfucking head back on this goddamn car, fuck him up.
Yeah. You gonna keep calling?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. That guy.
Yeah.
Get right, B. Get right. We got one for you. We got one for every class you're talking about, B.
You do?
Yes, I sure do.
Hey, man,
no,
keep that same up.
Who that mentality. Who that screamer trying to tell me to say, no?
Mentality.
Somebody was on when I said that. B.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Are you still with us, Cyrus?
Man, Cyrus ain't going nowhere.
Cyrus, I'm feeling good right now.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm feeling good right now, Cyrus.
Bill, we are going to catch some get back, Bill. We got to give him some get back, baby.
Hey, that's why I hit. Hey. It was like I had Parkinson trying to hear you push that one button.
Oh.
When I heard when somebody called, say he say love
it. Yeah.
Well, if you've been on the phone,
we went down there.
If you've been on the phone,
four out of there.
Right. Hey, I don't think they know that, sir.
If you've been on the phone, Bill, what took you so long to lock in?
I didn't, because somebody called and said, where's Lil Bill? I had to get a phone call.
B, what two calls you called at?
What two calls I called at?
You asked for both of the Mustangs, the orange one and the white one.
No, I asked you. I asked you, what's the hold up with you running in?
Oh, the white one wants something from me. I can't get nothing. I'm too heavy.
No, no, you can't give shit. Can't give him shit.
No, I can't
give him
the
next lane.
Yeah, I offered that, but they want something.
But they just texted me a little while ago and say, well, where is his car at? I say, I don't know.
Who asked that, Bill?
CBD.
Oh, CBD.
Yeah, CBD.
Who is CBD?
Corona.
Oh, COVID-19?
Yeah.
Tell him to lock this shit in.
Uh-oh. With who?
He wanna run B car.
Oh, shit.
He running on the white car. Tell him to lock that shit in.
I'll get him back on the phone. I don't think that's a problem.
Get him on there right now. That bitch ain't even got no oil pressure. And I'll go over there right now and start working on the help.
God
tell him
damn.
That shit in.
Cyrus.
Go ahead, Bill.
Cyrus,
Hey. I know how to go and make them use them ratchets and them screwdrivers, don't I?
Jeez. Hey, man. That regular.
Hey, if he want to do it, he might want to. Oh, you going to go out there?
Hey. I'll go put that bitch back the way it was with seven cylinders running that motherfucker.
Oh, hell no, that's disrespectful. I'm gonna call him for real now. Oh, I don't like the way that now. I don't like that beat. That's all, oh, man, that's capping now, man.
Shit, I'm dead motherfucking serious. Shit. It's gonna cost him.
Nah, I don't like this. You only got two tough now. You how many cylinders
you
said? He
got cocky on you. He got cocky.
Yeah, how many cylinders you said?
That bitch might have six cylinders.
Oh, no. You ain't going to do no Houston car like that. And you way down there.
Shit. We're going to block all the fuel off on that motherfucker and just run straight nitrous.
God damn.
Chadwell, you got he called me from his work number. You got his number, Chadwell.
Who number?
COVID-19? Yeah.
No, I think Cat got it though.
I don't know. Just cause this disrespectful him, man. I don't like the way that go down, B. I ain't gonna let you do my cousin like that.
She love probably got it too.
Call my bluff, nigga.
That boy say he'll run it with just straight knifes.
Oh no, man.
He just talked.
Yeah.
Hey,
man.
Now.
I'm dead motherfucker serious. Call my bluff.
There's no shuffling in your front. You don't shuffle forward or back. When you shuffle sideways. That's why it's called a shuffle.
Now, what's Joe doing now?
Joe? Joe, what, you in training or something?
Yeah, Joe teaching dancing lessons or something.
That nigga say shuffle. God damn, I thought I was going to leave my phone.
And he said shuffle backwards.
Damn.
He said shuffle.
Damn, Joe wants to race and to dance.
Hey.
This nigga say, I thought I was on mute.
should have been shuffling that nigga ass the way I did El Camino way the other day.
Well, guys, it seems like it's been. I need to call Alley Cat. I'm gonna call Alley Cat. This shit is real getting. This gonna get funky.
Alley Cat woke.
Well,
he woke.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, Memphis. Golden State bullshit. 95-56.
Damn.
Damn.
95-56. Third quarter, man. These people now 140 on their head.
God damn.
That's just how Houston finna do Dallas. 95-56.
Hey, man. I don't think y'all record is too good right now.
Man, you crazy. That's
because we've been coming down now every year. Well, Cyrus
is a reason for that. Because there's more race in here. That's why y'all come here.
Yeah, we come down now, but we get fucked every time. I ain't gonna do it this time.
You said fuck. Did you say fuck or fucked up?
Fucked up.
Yeah. They're fucked up. What are they down here or down there?
You want me to say it in Spanish?
Yeah, nigga, fucked up.
Hey, four in a row. I say, hell no, something going on. I want to jump down.
I'm talking about, boy, I ain't never lost no money that fast. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of there. I'm going to do these two.
Boy, my father said what the job is so motherfucking fast. I said, something going on with this track, man.
I think it's called home field advantage, huh?
You damn sure, you motherfucking shit.
Damn sure
would.
Damn sure
would.
Bobolino, fucking
right. Bobolino is, which one got us the money, though? Was it Bushnell or Bobolino?
No, Bobolino.
No,
Bushnell.
Bobolino.
Yeah, Bushnell and Bobolino with the red truck. Now, we lost one in a row, Cyrus.
Damn, so did.
Boy, you swear to God.
Boy, you guys ride back home.
I was trying to talk my bottom lip was dropping at the same time.
You took him for real.
Y'all broke the rear on one of them cars, didn't you?
Yeah, the white car.
Yeah.
B know what car it was.
Cyrus, if anything, Bill took them both out that motherfucker.
Man, he sure told me that too. I'm like, man, I couldn't even talk. I couldn't explain what happened. All I could hear Bubba hollering. Hey, all I heard Bubba say, motherfucker.
Oh,
it ain't gonna happen like that no more, B.
Bill had that tall. He started wiping his head after the second race. I said, yeah. I said, I need to go find my money. I need to go find some
money. I fucked up when they start betting against you and they from your own city.
Damn.
God damn.
Say, man. Boy, I ain't never been like that before. I said,
it was a beautiful Saturday, too. Nice. I said, ooh, we on this 45. We just going to fuck something up. It's going down. We took about 5 good calls down there.
We sure did.
Yeah, well. Did
anybody get pinked down there at the time?
Huh?
Did y'all at least pink somebody down there?
Man, I want to hear. Man, Steve went to touch my pocket. I say, no, man, don't do that. See, he went to Highland Battle. I wish a bitch would. Hey, he got so mad. He's talking about fuck Clyde, fuck Galen, fuck this whole motherfucking track.
Now, Bubba was in the shootout too, and I think they told him he couldn't buy back in.
They wouldn't let me buy back in, man. He went off again then.
Yeah, that's why I want checkerboard and what's that other one?
Richard Price.
Boy, if you don't stop there, you don't want on a Richard Price.
Man, I'm talking about Joe.
All that smoke.
Joe, get out there, Joe. He was the price. Shit. Richard Price my best friend right now. Leave Richard alone.
Yeah.
The price is right. Don't even mention that name no more. He get his bad ass in that shootout. He go.
That goddamn track had sand on it or something. I'm telling
man.
You, that shit wasn't working fine.
Hey, I know now that right lane is the one I'm going to get in when I come down now. So remember that. I ain't flipping for no lane. I'm taking it.
I live in that right lane.
All four cars in the left lane. Now you know something wrong with that picture, man.
Come on, man.
I started walking the track and everything. I started walking the track. I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, Steve say, look at Galen. He ain't going all the way past. He ain't going all the way to the 8 mile on up. He stopping at the 6 foot. Steve say, Galen going all the way down with that tractor, man.
Steve say, man, Galen stopping right there. That's the thing. Galen stopped at the 6 yard shit.
Hey,
and went down all the way.
He come back on that track to give a motherfucker thumbs up. I seen that shit. I went down there and climbed my car.
Hey, man. Y'all wasn't even making it to the 60.
That's what we telling you. The track was he's making
that's
on,
what
man.
What we talking about.
Man,
I'm glad you recognized
it,
B.
That's y'all's fault. That's y'all's fault. That ain't the track fault.
They would let us make no hits.
That's called tuner error.
Well, I know when I come down now, just remember, I ain't flipping. I'm going straight to the right.
Boy, yeah. Larry was acting like a left turn lost all his gold. He's like, man, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I ain't taking this shit. I think I left about 11.
Shit. Headed back to Houston.
Oh, right back home.
Hell yeah, I called Uber all the way from Huntsville to my motherfucking house. Fuck that shit. I couldn't ride in the car with some people, man. Then they talking about
I think I told the bottom of baby fall off a car.
You sure did. I don't know what you hit.
Okay. I ran over one of them goddamn trailer tires. One of them trailer tires.
When
I come down there, make sure the bright bald head nigga that be drunk, make sure he there. That nigga funny as a motherfucker.
He ain't gonna eat Steve.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, Steve. Yes, sir. I wish a bitch would. That's his word.
That's him.
Yeah.
Say the bitch. That ain't your last time. Hey, baby. Speaking of getting fucked over, well, they got them Scott Will and Mike Dillon when that race took place. And he was like, Cyrus don't get your money back. I said, they took it down there. I was trying to leave with y'all. Y'all want to sit up and post up and party. I'm like, man, I'm ready to go. I got this money. It's time to go.
Damn.
This is the first
Damn
time we ever came to Dallas and came up.
Man, hey. Steve called his wife when we was in Madisonville. He said, baby, he said, man, I need you to come down here and get me and Bill and them some niggas out of Dallas just robbed us, man. We ain't got no money. he said, how y'all get robbed? He said, we was at a gas station. We ain't got no money. We need a way home. Can you send us some money? He said. He said, y'all better keep y'all ass down now. Y'all gonna learn about them boys. I said, shit, I did. I just learned about them.
I'm trying to tell you. Well, that was a long ride home, boy. I'm telling you. God damn, man. I thought I was gonna go never make it back to Houston. I'm
Nick
like,
got a Nick got a patch up on a hamburger from fries. Fuck that shit. I want to go and tell Galen, man, y'all finna feed us, Galen. Shit, all this shit we done did. The whole tie came out the car and rolled past the 330. Man, come on, man. You know better. Man, y'all know better shit than that, man. I had to go down there and run the goddamn tie down. Guess what?
why Gaines stopped with that tractor, that's why the tire stopped it. I knew, right? I knew right then something was fucked up. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Go that tractor down there. Whole tire went past the car. We ain't left the line. Come on, man. What kind of shit is that? That shit funny now because nigga the bad stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Not only did we have that down there, Flacco was down there and went red on him.
I say, Lord, have mercy.
Man, Flacco was with us. Yeah, we had some hitters. We had hitters with us, man.
Man, y'all know them brown bibles when they all them brown bibles that they give you when you're in the penitentiary. Hey, them little brown bibles. Every last one of them had one of them little brown bibles in their back pocket. Hey, you thought it was a cell phone? That's that little bible, that little brown one. Lord, please make it happen for us, Lord. They don't need the money. We need it better than they do.
Oh, they got
everybody. Then they got that old ugly ass nigga walking around. Better honey, nigga, I ain't never in my life
Funky
seen
Town.
You better no motherfucking honey.
What's the other one, the tall skinny one.
Nigga, you can't match me to bet him $200. I bet the nigga $100, man. This nigga took my note. He had a Bible. I ain't forgot about him yet.
Man, they...
Somebody say, Bill, don't bet him. He be having fake money. I'm finna try it tonight and got fucked. The nigga kept the real one and the fake one. But well guys, it was nice talking to y'all, man, but set that up, B. I got a bunch of get back, got to talk.
Yeah, man. I'm out of here too, fella.
B, I know B hear me.
I hear you, Bill.
Oh, okay. I'll call you
in the morning. And,
okay.
With Marquise on the phone, we'll see if we can't make that happen.
Okay. Because he did tell me they were coming.
Okay.
So
we'll see if we make that happen.
All right,
you
fellas.
Pay,
I love
you
y'all,
pay my
man.
Pockets.
All right, fellas.
All right. I love y'all, guys. Right,
good
I'm
night.
Bye.
All right.
Yellow. He wanted drama, so I brought in pain. Why da da dang? Listen to my 9 millimeter go bang. I'll close your brain. Heal my.